Hey, Danny, can I go in the bathroom and fill up the bathtub until it overflows and then ride the waves off the side of it? That would be totally righteous! Righteous!
No, Jeffy!
Danny, why don't you ever let me do anything fun? Why can't you just say yes?
Because, Jeffy...
You suck!
What did I do wrong?
Marvin, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You could have been nicer and just say, no, Jeffy, not today.
No, I have to yell at him!
Don't yell at me now! I'm going to my mother's!
What am I doing wrong? Hey, Cody, do you think Thomas will make the flip this time?
No, he never makes it.
Have faith, Cody. Come on, Thomas, do the flip!
Dog shit. That's what this toy is. It's dog shit.
Reset it and try it again, Cody.
Hey, guys.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
I'm mad at my daddy because he never says yes to anything I want to do.
Well, hold on. We want to see if Thomas is going to make this flip again.
He's not going to make it.
He's going to make it, Cody.
He's never made it.
Come on, Thomas. Make the flip. Make the flip. Make the flip.
Dog shit. Do I need to say it again?
Reset it one more time. What were you saying, Jeffy?
I'm just mad at my daddy because he never lets me do anything fun. I wish for one day he would say yes to everything.
Well, you could try hypnotizing him.
What does hypnotize mean?
Oh, hold on. Let me get my grandfather's pocket watch. But first, I want to watch this. Dog shit!
Go get the pocket watch.
All right, I got my grandfather's watch.
Well, give me a second. I'll reset it, Thomas.
Why? He's not going to do it.
He's going to make it this time.
Bet me a dollar.
Deal. Come on, Thomas. Make it.
Pay up, chump. Wait. He actually stuck the landing.
He stood back up.
Damn it.
Ah, give me my dollar back.
You have it.
Okay, what?
I got my grandfather's
watch. Hold on. Jeffy restarted it.
Wait. Okay, it's dog shit, and I got my watch.
Okay, whoa, how does it work?
Well, you just wave this back and forth in front of your dad's face and tell him to say yes to anything you want to do, and he'll do it.
Oh, well, why doesn't everyone have one of those?
Well, because people don't really have pocket watches anymore. Now they have iPhones and Google Pixels or whatever the hell it is people use these days.
Well, I'll take it.
Okay, here you go. You can have it. Just be careful. It belonged to my great-great-grandfather. I'm just kidding. I hated that bastard. You could break it for all I care.
Now, Jeffy, when you tell your dad to say yes to everything in a day, I would start it tomorrow, because today is almost over with.
Oh, good thinking, Junior.
All right, restart it, Cody. Best 2 out of 3.
Why?
Hey, Daddy.
Sorry for yelling at
you. Take that apology and shove it.
What?
Check this out.
What is that?
It's a pocket watch. Look at it.
You're not going to hypnotize me, Jeffy.
We'll see about that. Just keep looking at it. Tomorrow, when you wake up, you will say yes to everything I want to do.
I'm not going
to
do that, Jeffy.
And when people ask you why you're saying yes to everything, you will say that you don't know.
All right, Jeffy, go to your room.
All right. See you tomorrow, Daddy.
Like that would ever work. I can't be hypnotized. I'm gonna go to bed.
Hey, Marvin, I'm hangy.
What?
I'm hungry and I'm hangy.
I thought you were supposed to be at your mother's.
I was, and then I woke up and I was hangy. Feed me, Marvin, cheeky nuggies.
Okay, good. It was just a nightmare.
Good morning, Daddy. You want to know what I want for breakfast?
What?
20 Happy Meals. You think you can do that?
Yes! I meant to say, yes! I'm trying to say the two-letter word. I'm trying to say yes! Why do I keep saying that?
Because it hypnotized you, Daddy. It's working, right?
Yes.
Ha! Gotcha. La, 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 la.
Marvin, I'm hangy. I want some chicken nuggies.
No, okay, Daddy, let's go to McDonald's.
And then divorce her. What? They gave me 20 of the same toy?
Well, maybe that's the only one they have, Jeffy.
Well, this is horse dingleberries!
Yay! Chicken nuggies! Okay, I'm good now. I'll talk normal.
Jeffy, are you going to eat your 20 Happy Meals?
I'm full.
He didn't even eat them.
Oh, man, Daddy, I'm stuffed. Thank you for getting me 20 Happy Meals.
You didn't even eat them.
Well, I just wanted the toys.
Marvin, that was really nice of you to get Jeffy 20 Happy Meals.
There's people starving in the world.
Daddy, can you take me to Disney World?
Yes.
Can Scooter come too? Hey, fat boy.
Yes.
Yay! Scooter, we're going to Disney World!
Marvin, how can you afford that?
I can't.
Come on, Daddy, let's go to Disney World!
I'm gonna have to use credit cards.
Disney World!
Disney World! Where's the big rat?
What are you talking about?
Mickey Rat.
His name is Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Rat.
Let's just go ride, Rod. Come on. Are you guys ready for the ride?
I'm scared! Nothing's happened yet.
All right, guys, what ride do you want to go on next?
I want to go on the Slinky Dog ride.
All right, let's go on it.
Here we go.
Oh, that was Woody. Come on. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Ah!
Okay, guys, we rode rides. Let's go home.
Can you take us to Universal Studios?
But, Jeffy, we just went to Disney World.
Can you take us?
Yes.
Woo! Universal Studios!
Yeah, let's go ride
rides! I want to ride Dominion Ride!
Me too! Minions!
Where'd you get that at?
I stole it.
I want to ride Dominion Ride over and over and over and over and over again.
Me too!
Okay, let's go ride it a few times. Okay, guys, we've rode that ride over 40 times. I've lost count.
Let's do it again.
Can we go to Dave and Buster's?
But we're already at... yes.
Yay! Dave and Buster's!
Yay! Let's go play some games. I'm exhausted.
Marvin, I just checked the credit card statements. You went to Disney World, Universal Studios, and Dave & Buster's?
Hell yeah, Mommy. And we rode the Minions ride 42 times.
It was fun.
Marvin, how are we going to afford all this?
I'm just going to have to sell a kidney.
Can me and Scooter draw on the walls?
No, Jeffy, no drawing on the walls.
Well, then I'll ask Daddy. Daddy, can me and Scooter draw on the walls?
Yes.
Yay! Screw you, Mommy!
Marvin, why are you going to let them do that?
I just can't say no to Jeffy.
Aw, you're just a little softy, aren't you?
That's not what it is.
And done!
This fish is pretty pretty.
That's the biggest poop ever!
Heck yeah, it is.
Jeffy, why'd the drawing have to be inappropriate?
Well, you said we could draw on the walls!
Yeah, but why'd you have to make the drawing disgusting?
That's the biggest poop ever.
Yeah, Daddy, it is the biggest poop ever, don't you think so?
Yes.
Yay!
Hey, fat boy, you want to go play basketball?
Yeah. Daddy, do you want to play basketball with us?
Yes.
Yay! Let's go!
Okay, guys, hurry up and play basketball.
My turn. Owie, I made it. 3 points.
You did not make it.
Yes, I did. It hit me in the head and the backboard.
All right, my turn. Yeah. Yay, I made it. Make it, take it.
Okay, go grab your ball.
Well, can I use you as the ball?
Yes.
Yay! Ah! Oh, my head. I missed, Danny, so it's Scooter's turn.
Give me a bow.
Oh, no.
Hey, Jeffy, alley-o.
Gotcha.
Jeffy!
Oh, I hate my life.
I'm bored of playing basketball. I'm too good at it.
Hey, Danny, can we throw you off the roof into the pool?
Yes.
Yay!
Give me a bow.
Jeffy, I'm scared. What if you guys miss and I don't land in the pool?
Oh, don't be scared, Danny. You've seen Scooter's aim.
I don't miss.
Let's just talk about it. How about we do something else?
Time to go swimming.
What the...
So close.
Oh, Scooter, you're almost there.
Oh, my God, Marvin. What happened to your face?
Jeffy and Scooter tried to throw me in the pool and they missed.
Jeffy, how could you?
Well, it was Scooter's fault.
But that was super close. Tell me how close it was.
Look at my face. That's how close he was.
Jeffy, you better make it up to Marvin.
All right, Mommy. Hey, Daddy, you want to go have ice cream cones with me and Scooter?
Yes.
Yay! All right, Scooter, here's our ice cream cones.
That looks yummy.
Hey, Jeffy, where's my ice cream cone?
Oh, Scooter made a special ice cream cone for you.
There it is.
Ew, what is that?
It's dirt.
I'm not eating a dirt ice cream cone.
Daddy, will you eat the dirt ice cream cone?
Yes.
Open wide.
Marvin, why are you spitting all over the couch?
Jeffy and Scooter made me eat a dirt ice cream cone.
Marvin, what is going on with you today?
I just want to say yes to everything Jeffy asked for to make him have a good day.
Well, that's really nice of you, Marvin, but you need to set a boundary.
I wish Jeffy would agree on a boundary.
Hey, Danny, can you take me and Scooter to Target and buy us whatever we want?
Marvin, say no.
Yes.
Yay!
Marvin!
All right, Jeffy, do you have everything you need?
Yep, I think so.
What about you, Scooter?
Heck yeah!
Excuse me, sir, what do you have in your pants?
A big old winner?
But, yeah, there's no way it's that big.
Yes, it is. One first place.
Okay, well, I'm gonna just go in and see if I can... I really hope this is a toy or I'm gonna be in big trouble. What is this? Hold on. What? Really? You were trying to steal this.
You got me.
All right, you're under arrest. Come on.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Wow, Scooter got arrested for trying to shoplift, Jeffy. Let's get out of here.
All right, now let's go.
Are you happy with all your stuff, Jeffy?
Yes. Are you happy with all your credit card debt?
Yes.
Good. Feed me a Band-Aid.
I love Band-Aids.
Marvin, how could you afford all this stuff?
Because Jeffy wanted it.
Well, Marvin, it's been a long day for you. We should go to bed. It's 1 minute to midnight.
1 minute till midnight? The day's almost over with.
Oh, now it's conveniently midnight.
That means the day's over. Jeffy asked me for something.
Feed me another Band-Aid.
No. I can finally say no.
Marvin, what's going on?
So last night, Jeffy hypnotized me where I had to say yes to everything he wanted today.
What?
And now the day's over and now I can say no. Jeffy, where's that pocket watch at?
It's on the ground.
All right, Jeffy, now I'm going to hypnotize you.
Oh, not going to look. Don't have to.
Look at it, Jeffy.
No, not. Don't have to.
Look at it.
18, don't have to.
There's a Band-Aid in front of you.
Where?
All right, Jeffy, starting today, you're going to do everything I say.
Maybe.
No, you're going to say yes.
Maybe.
You're going to say yes to everything I tell you to do.
Maybe.
Okay, now I'm going to make Jeffy do stuff all day.
Well, what do you have in mind, Marvin?
Ooh, I got some stuff I want him to do.
Yeah, Jeffy, eat that dirt ice cream cone.
I like it.
You know, keep eating it, keep eating it. Yeah.
Oops, I missed.
I just can't seem to make it.
Dog did.
Get in there. Yeah!
Jeffy, you want to go get thrown in the pool?
Uh-huh.
Man, Jeffy, I hope I don't miss the pool.
I want you to try my new chicken Alfredo recipe and tell me it's delicious, because I know it is.
Oh, God, why does it smell like that?
Are you sure that's chicken?
All right, you got me. There was a dead bird in the roll, but I didn't want it to go to waste, so I scraped the feathers off, and then I scraped the maggots off, too, and I threw it in the Alfredo mix.
Oh, don't birds have diseases?
No, not if you boil it correctly, and I'm a professional boiler. I always score 300 when I boil.
I don't get it.
I said professional boiler, so it sounds like professional bowler.
Oh,
bowling.
Yeah, you get it live now. Yeah, I like that.
Well, I hope your food's better than your jokes.
Oh, it's way better, so try that shit.
Can I try it?
No, Jeffy, let the adults try it first.
I'm 20. At what age in your mind is it that I'm an adult?
When you start acting like one. Exactly. All right, let's all try it. Like, let's just all eat out of the bowl.
Marvin, I don't want to.
You have to try it.
Okay.
Try that food. Oh, so yummy.
How is it? Delicious, right?
It's so good, Jeffy.
That's what I'm talking about. I know that shit good. You ain't gotta tell me like that. What? I got psychic powers. My shit's always good.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm so sick.
Me too, Marvin.
Oh, I gotta use the bucket.
Marvin, get out of the way. I gotta go.
Why are you guys throwing up in my trick-or-treat bucket?
Because, Jeffy, we're so sick.
Why don't you throw up in the toilet like an adult?
Jeffy, if you ate the food, why aren't you sick?
Oh, I didn't actually eat it. I just went num 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 num.
Well,
or you can keep throwing up in my trick or treat box.
Can you please call the doctor, Jeffy?
What's his number?
911.
That's too many numbers to remember.
911.
She already forgot it.
I'll call a doctor.
Oh, you got it? Good. Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Ew, why are you throwing up in a trick or treat bucket?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, doctor, we ate some bad food and we think we got food poisoning.
Wait, if you already know what's wrong with you, why did you call me?
Well, we wanted you to fix the food poisoning.
Oh, well, there's not really much I can do for food poisoning. But you know, whenever I was a kid and I felt sick, my grandma always used to rub my tum-tum and sing me the Tum-Tum Feel Better song, even though she was tone-deaf and had no rhythm. Hold on, let me rub your tum-tum. Rub-a-dub-dub, rub your tum-tum, feel better now. Tum-tum, please, feel better now. Do you feel better now? Oh, well, you must be really sick if the Tum-Tum Feel Better song didn't work.
Well, I got a song that I can sing you that'll maybe make you feel better. My Gucci's pink, my booty hole brown. I also have toilet paper crumbs hanging from my asshole. Gooch, gooch, gooch.
Well, I guess that didn't work. Oh, God, what is in this?
Chef Phoebe said he found a dead bird on the side of the road and took the maggots off and cooked it.
And you still ate it?
Well, we didn't want to make him feel bad.
He made you feel bad. I'm going to go yell at the chef.
Chef Pee-Pee, how you doing? Another masterpiece!
Hey, are you the one who cooked this poison?
You mean this work of art? Yeah, I did that.
Guilty as charged!
Yeah, well, you're making people sick.
What, sick of eating normal food? Yeah, I understand, because once they taste this masterpiece, they only want excellence.
No, they only want edible food, because this shit isn't edible.
My food is edible? What the hell are you talking about?
Your food is making people throw up!
They're throwing up because they wanted to taste it again. You know, I didn't make enough the first time.
Listen, man, anyone could cook better than you.
What? Nobody can cook better than Chef Pee-Pee. I'm the top chef. You think you can cook better than me?
Oh, I absolutely could cook better than you.
Oh, hell, must have frozen over.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? The devil just called, and he says he needs a jacket.
Talk your shit, then. Pull out there. Fuck,
man. I'm pulled up, dog. I'm here.
Oh, you really pulling
up?
Are you talking your shit? You spit in my face, ugly ass boy.
Hey, I'm pulled up, dog.
Well, I could be a pussy-ass doctor.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not just a doctor. I'm a cop. I'm a firefighter. I'm a lawyer. I do all kinds of shit.
Pussy, and more pussy.
Okay, well, I've seen Ratatouille. Anyone can cook.
Hey, Ratatouille ain't a real-ass movie. It ain't about a fucking chef with a rat in his hat. That's not real. There's no rats in my hat. You see it? It's flopping anyway.
No, I don't see any rats in your hat, but I'm sure I can cook better than you.
No, the hell you can't. Look, give me your outfit. I can cook. I can be a better doctor than you.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you my whole fucking wardrobe, even though that would be in violation of the medical board, and I'd probably lose my license and go to jail. I'm still trying to prove a point.
Yeah, I hope you are. You.
Give me your outfit.
Your punk. Mm-mm-mm. Chef Pee-Pee got his degree. I'm a doctor in this business.
You don't have a degree and you don't know what you're doing.
I've seen plenty of Grey's Anatomy. I know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh, God. Why does your outfit smell like shit?
You smell like shit when you wash shit.
Or maybe it's moldy ravioli.
Look, I didn't get a chance to wash my outfit. Hey, call me when you give up, because I'm about to go and be a gynecologist. Spread them lips and come, baby.
Yeah, well, it doesn't smell as good as it sounds. I'm gonna clean all this shit up.
Oh, doctor, thank God you're here. The patients are lining up. Wait, who are you? Where's Dr. Gott?
Dr. Gott quit. He said he ain't about this lifestyle, so you got the next best thing. Dr. Pee-Pee.
Well, are you qualified?
Overly qualified. What the hell are you talking about? Don't you see the stethoscope around my neck? I went to Harvard State Community College of Education. Go Bulldogs!
Wait, aren't the Bulldogs Yale?
Shut the hell up while I yell in your face.
Okay.
All right, so where's my first patient? Let's get this doctor shit over with.
Mr. Johnson is your patient.
You said Mr. Johnson. Isn't that a penis?
Isn't your name Pee-Pee?
All right, you got a point. Hey, Mr. Johnson, how you doing? Or should I say Mr. Penis?
My balls hurt. Can you grab them and tell me if I'm gonna die?
What? I'm not grabbing your balls, fruity ass! What is he talking about?
You gotta give him a testicular exam.
Fuck no! I'm not giving him no testicular exam! I came here for the women! What? No. I didn't come here for that, ma'am.
You also gotta check his prostate for cancer.
What?
I need you to stick your finger in my ass.
No! Fuck no! I'm not checking your ass! No, I don't want poop on my hands! What the hell is wrong with you? You do it, please.
I gotta see another patient.
Well, you can't run off like that.
Who's sticking their finger in my ass, goddammit?
Oh, fuck no. I'm not sticking any fingers in your ass. Look, take this and just fill it up for me in the bathroom.
What do I fill it up with?
Use your imagination.
Can I think about Betsy Ross while I do it?
Think about Jesus Christ. I don't care who. Go.
There, no more dead birds. See, that wasn't so hard.
Chef Pee-Pee, where's your ugly face?
Hey there, somebody call a chef?
Wait, you dyed your hair orange? Ew, that's ugly. It looks gay.
Okay, that was rude. This is just what I look like. Ow! What the fuck, man? Why'd you hit me?
It looks ugly. Actually, you shouldn't have dyed your hair.
Okay, and you don't like my hair, so you hit me?
Yeah, I used my fist to express my emotions.
What, assault and rude? Who even are you?
I'm your owner.
I'm sorry, what, my owner?
Yes, you are my personal slave, so make me some Boyardee, Chef Boyardee.
Okay, can you say please?
No!
Ow! What the? Stop hitting me!
You stop talking back to me and make my fucking ravioli!
Oh, Jesus, okay. God, why is he so mean?
And where is that Chef Boyardee?
Ha ha ha! Chef, be locked in the closet!
Let me out of here!
No! Admit you scratch your butt and sniff it!
I don't! Let me out!
Butt licker! Chef, you lick your butt! Hey, he puts it on the butt!
If I don't leave this Chef Boyardee, I'm gonna die!
Oh, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, you dyed your hair orange?
I'm not Chef Pee-Pee.
He doesn't think he's Chef Pee-Pee anymore. He's transitioning.
Oh, my God. Does he have boobs?
What? No, I'm a guy.
Oh, he's one of those guys that identifies as a girl, identifies as a guy.
Oh, my God. So
no, I'm just a guy.
Yeah, just be a guy. You don't have to be a guy. Want to
make
be a girl,
up
be a
your
girl.
Mind.
I don't know. I just have to make this fucking Chef Boyardee.
I don't want Chef Boyardee. I want mac and cheese.
Well, I'm making it for the other guy.
What other guy? Oh, you're already seeing another guy, so you're gay.
No, goddammit. No, the guy who hits me.
Well, at least he did come out of the closet.
Wow, he's in an abusive relationship.
This is a pantry. That doesn't even make sense. Look, I gotta make this.
Okay, will he make me mac and cheese also?
I will make it after.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nobody says please around here. Okay, I just need a pot to put it in. Okay, take that there. And then I just gotta put this on high. Now, just gotta pour the can in there. No problem. What the fuck? What the fuck, man?
Ha ha, you spilled it over because I moved the pot.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm pissed off.
Say you want your pot back.
I do want my pot back.
He's a pothead. He wants pot.
He has an addiction.
What are you, like 50? Who says pot?
You smoke weed. Admit it.
I did in college.
He's a weed smoker.
He's a weedhead.
What the fuck is wrong with you kids? Why are you doing this? You're just trying to be assholes?
Yeah, it's funny and we're bored.
Okay, well go outside if you're bored.
It's dark.
Then play video games. I don't care. Leave me alone.
Will you make us mac and cheese?
Not now. I gotta clean this shit up.
I want mac and cheese.
Okay, I will make the mac and cheese if you shut up.
It's burning shit.
I'm aware. God damn it.
He doesn't know how to cook.
I gotta clean this shit up. And I gotta start all over. Hot.
Chef Pee-Pee's, my chef party ready?
Not exactly.
What the hell? You missed the whole damn pot. Oh, you like making messes, dumbass?
Don't hit me, okay? It was a little asshole kid. He came in here and he pulled the pot away.
That's my asshole son. No one gets to call him an asshole but me. Oh, now this is coming out of your paycheck.
What, my paycheck? I thought I was a slave.
Well, now it's coming out of your rations.
My rations? I don't even know what that means.
That means I hope you save up for the winter, dumbass.
What, am I supposed to be stockpiling food like a bear? What am I, the bear from over the hedge?
I don't know. Oh, I lost my appetite now. I don't even want Chef Boyardee. I want a steak.
Wait, if you lost your appetite, why do you want more food?
Because I lost it and I found a bigger one. Even better one. Now I want a 5-star meal with a nice steak and maybe some flan to make it fancy.
How do you go from Chef Boyardee to steak?
Because I found a bigger meal, a bigger appetite. Look, just make my meal. You're asking too many damn questions. You got 5 minutes to make it, or you're gonna die.
That's impossible.
Well, nothing's impossible with Kim Possible.
I'm not Kim Possible.
You have red hair like her, so get the fucking cooking.
It's gonna take like 2 minutes to clean this shit up.
Well, get the cleaning then.
All right, doctor, here's your next patient, Miss Barbara.
You can call me Babs. Now, where's my son, Brookie? He always does my colonoscopies because I don't trust any other doctor to do it. They always try sleeping with me when I'm out.
I find that hard to believe.
Now, hello, big boy. Aren't you just the finest piece of caramel I've ever seen? What's your name?
They call me Dr. Pee-Pee.
Oh, I wonder what your ancestors did to get that name, huh? I sure like to find out.
Look, I'm just here to be professional, okay? What is the colonoscopy again, nurse?
It's where you take a camera to check out the colon.
Yep, that's right. But for you, you don't have to use a camera because you can use your tongue. Just get all up in there. And FYI, BTW, TMI, I didn't do the prep this morning. And I did have a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle. So if you taste a polyp in my ass, then it's just a hash brown left over.
Not my proudest moment. God forgive me. Nurse, can you get out of here while I do this colonoscopy, please?
But doctor, you don't have the instrument.
Get the hell out. Right now.
Okay.
I need to do this.
Now undress me, big boy.
I regret nothing.
What'd you say your name was again?
Dr. Pee-Pee.
Well, they should call you Dr. Salad Tosser.
I am a chef.
No shit!
Sir, I just got off the phone with Harvard State Community College of Education, home of the Bulldogs. They've never heard of you!
Wait, you're not a doctor?
No.
Okay, I think everything looks good. Okay, everybody, dinner's ready!
And it better look good, too! Oh my god! This looks amazing! And it smells good too! What the hell are you on? Is this magic or something? You trying to kill me?
No, I'm just trying to make you happy.
Well, damn it, you did it today!
Chef Pee-Pee, you put my mac and cheese in the shape of a heart!
And he put broccoli around it so your fat ass can eat healthy!
And look, I made you a chocolate lava cake!
Man, I love chocolate! You know everything about me, huh?
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, ever since you dyed your hair orange, you got better at cooking!
Yeah, look, sure did.
I don't normally do this, but I'm gonna pay you $20 for all your damn hard work.
Oh, thank you!
Don't spend it all in one place!
We should make Chef Pee-Pee cook like this every night.
I know, this actually looks good. Damn it.
Beat him every time he doesn't cook like this.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna beat him a lot.
Okay, now I just have to move all this before they see it.
Hey,
what's going on, man? What the hell happened to my clothes?
Oh, I was such a good doctor, and all the nurses thought I was super hot. They started ripping my clothes off. I couldn't keep my clothes on. Hey, smell my breath.
Smells like ass.
Exactly. I'm a very, very nasty individual.
Okay.
Yeah. So how was being a chef?
Oh, so easy. I just made a big steak dinner, no problem.
Wait, a steak dinner? And they're still alive?
Oh, yeah. They loved it. It was great.
Wow, I'm actually surprised. You know what? I'm tired of being a doctor. I had too much fun, but I'm ready to be a chef again.
Yeah, you know, being a chef was so easy. I need a challenge. I got to go back to doing brain surgeries, you know?
You mean grabbing old people's balls?
No, I never did that.
You don't have to lie. Look, I'm going to go and hop in the shower. Leave my outfit on the counter.
Okay, well, I can't believe he actually managed to be a doctor all day. Wait, my mother had a colonoscopy today. Ew.
little brass. Here's your macaroni and cheese. And Cody, I made you some special noodles. I think you'll like it.
Chef Phoebe, you know me so well.
Are those little...
Yes. Yes, they are.
Oh, dude, I love mac and cheese.
Yeah, I love macaroni and cheese.
And I love dickaroni and cheese. Especially the black ones.
Man, I lost my appetite.
Yeah, me too.
Junior! Do you notice anything new about me?
You're more annoying than usual.
Shut up, Joseph.
You only have a top lip.
Well, that's true.
No, Junior. I got my ears pierced today. Look, I have waffle earrings in.
Waffle earrings?
Ooh, those hoes ugly as hell. I'm more of a pancake guy. Take my ass to IHOP, you feel me?
Remember when they were IHOP and they pretended they were only going to do burgers? Nobody believed them.
What, you only got your ears pierced today?
Yeah, Junior. My dad just let me get them done.
I thought girls were born with their ears pierced.
Wait, Junior, you thought girls were born with holes in their ears?
Everyone's born with holes in their ears, idiot.
No, I mean extra holes.
Girls already have extra holes. Where do you think babies come from? Their front butts.
What?
Junior, you know it'd be so hot, actually, if you got your ears pierced. Wait, no, just one ear pierced. That'd be so hot.
Yeah, you would look pretty hot with an ear piercing.
Well, then I want one of my ears pierced.
Okay, I'm gonna go tell all my friends that I got new earrings.
Joseph, would it be cool if I got one of my ears pierced?
Yeah, maybe. Some rappers do it. Yeah, you look cool.
Oh, I want one of my ears pierced now.
Well, you have to go ask your dad. You're not 18 yet, so you need your parents' permission.
Oh, good looking out, Cody. I don't want my dad to beat my ass.
You ask me to get your ears pierced, you fruity booty ass boy. Next thing you be asking is to wear dresses and get lipstick. No, hell no. You're not Caitlyn Jenner. What the hell's wrong with you? Get the hell out of my room, fruity ass.
Okay.
Right now.
Oh, my ass.
What'd your dad say, Junior?
He said maybe when I'm older and out of the house.
Everything okay, dude? We heard screaming.
Yeah, my dad just doesn't want me to get my ears pierced because he said that I might get a staph infection in my ear.
Well, I could just pierce your ear with a needle, you know, sanitize it.
No. I think the only way I can get my ear pierced is if I accidentally pierce it.
How do you accidentally pierce your ear?
Oh, like fall on a needle, dude?
Yeah, something like that. Or like if I got in a fight with you, Cody, and you pulled out a hole punch and punched my ear.
Well, I do always carry a hole puncher. Everybody knows that about me, so I could do that if you want me to.
I just think the hole would be too perfect and my dad would know we did it on purpose.
Yeah, you're right. That's stupid.
Ooh, I got an idea. Now, this might sound crazy, but what if you lay on my roof with a sniper rifle and I go 200 yards away and you shoot me in the ear?
What, Junior, what the fuck? Do you know how hard it would be for me to shoot your ear from 200 yards away with a sniper rifle?
It's not that hard, Cody. Someone just did it a few days ago.
But if I miss, you could die.
Just don't miss.
Yeah, what? If you make it, it'll be cool, dude.
But there's like wind and gravity and a whole bunch of shit. I don't know anything about shooting guns.
You've literally made a time machine before. I think you can shoot me in the ear with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, that is true. I did do that.
Yeah, so all you have to do is just shoot me in the ear and, you know, do it right because, you know, I don't want to die.
Well, okay, I guess I could do that, but, I mean, I've never shot a gun before. This is still very dangerous.
Oh, come on, Cody, just grab a gun and shoot me in the ear.
Well, where am I supposed to get a sniper rifle?
It's America, Cody. You can get a gun anywhere. Just go ask your dad, pull it out of his safe, look under the bed, just literally go outside, you'll find one.
Yeah, it's probably hanging on the fence or something, dude.
Yeah, that is kind of a stupid question, you're right. It's not gonna be hard.
All right, grab a sniper rifle and go up on my roof.
Okay.
All right, Cody, make sure you only shoot my ear.
Okay, Junior. I got you in my sights. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I think you got it, Cody.
Did I get it? Sorry, I shot a lot of times. I panicked.
Cody, there's people screaming over there. I think you shot a random person.
Oh, shit.
Hey, dude, did you get your ear pierced?
Yeah, how's it look?
Oh, dang, dude, that's the wrong ear.
What do you mean the wrong ear?
Junior, did I really shoot someone?
I don't know, maybe there was people screaming. What do you mean the wrong ear?
Dude, you're not supposed to get the right ear pierced. If you get the right one pierced, you're gay.
What, gay?
Oh, yeah, I have heard that. Apparently, if you get your right ear pierced, everybody knows you're gay.
What? No one told me if I got a specific ear pierced, it would mean I was gay.
Dude, you're supposed to do your research. It's like tattoos. They're permanent. Now move a little closer to Cody. I don't want you grabbing my butt now.
I'm not gay, Cody. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I've heard that. It doesn't mean it's true. I mean, I'm gay as hell, and my right ear's not pierced.
So if my dad sees my right ear pierced, what's he gonna say?
Oh, he's gonna be mad as your gay ass.
Well, I'm not gay. Okay, what if I get both my ears pierced?
Oh, you straight as fuck, dude.
Well, I could just take this hole puncher and even it out.
No, it's gotta look like an accident. Does this look like an accident, Joseph?
Duh, dude. You're missing half of your ear.
What? Yeah, you're gonna have a hard time putting an earring in there.
Okay, well, grab the gun and shoot my other ear.
I'm not gonna shoot your other ear, especially not if I accidentally shot someone else.
Well, no one's gonna know it was you. If it was a random bullet, they probably thought it was like from a gang fight.
A gang fight in a predominantly white suburban neighborhood? The news!
Breaking news and Okay, Donald Duck was randomly shot and killed today. The shooter is identified as this four-eyed freak. If you know who this kid is, please call authorities right away. There's a $10,000 reward for anyone with information that leads to the arrest of this shooter.
So they're not even gonna know it's me, huh, Junior? Well, that's my face plastered all over the fucking news.
Well, hey, at least they used a good photo of you, Cody.
Thank you. I don't really know where they got it, but I wish they'd send it to me. That could go on the gram.
I can't believe you killed Donald Duck.
Well, I didn't mean to kill Donald Duck. I guess one of the bullets just hit him.
Why'd you shoot multiple times? You only had to shoot once.
Well, I didn't know if I hit your ear or not. I panicked, Junior. I panicked.
Well, listen, Cody. We're your best buds. You have nothing to worry about. We would never call the cops and rat on you.
Hey, y'all looking for that four-eyed freak that shot Donald Duck? Yeah, I'm sitting right next to his ass. Hey, y'all offering a $10,000 reward? Ooh. Yeah, bring that money. I need that right now. And come and pick his ass up immediately.
Joseph, what the fuck?
Bro, I need that money. I need a payday. And you going to jail anyway.
What the fuck?
Listen, Cody, even if the cops show up at my door, there's no way I'd tell them you're here.
Thank you.
Who's at the door? Let me get it.
Junior, what the fuck? Junior, what the fuck?
Hello?
Do. You want it? Well, you gotta tell me where he's at. Where's he at? Tell me where he is. Tell me where the freak is. Come on.
What do you want?
The four-eyed freak that shot Donald Duck. You tell me where he is, you get this money.
How can you afford to give $10,000 just for people who tell you stuff?
Well, it's just like a big safe we have at the police department called reward money. I think it's taxpayer money, honestly. But whenever I have a bunch of gambling debts, I go in there and grab a stack or two every now and then. Nobody notices.
Well, he's upstairs on the couch.
Oh, here you go. You thought? Dumbass bit. No. No, I only give you the money after I arrest him, dumbass.
All right, officer. Cody's right there.
There you go.
Nigga, that's mine. Thank you, Pookie.
Junior, you said you wouldn't let him in.
Cody, I can't lie to a cop. I don't want to go to jail.
Okay, you're under arrest for the murder of Donald Duck. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do can and will be used against you in a court of law, etc., etc. Put your hands behind your back. Actually, you know what? Don't, because I forgot my handcuffs in my squad car, so please come outside quietly without putting up a fight, because I also forgot my taser and my handgun, because I'm an irresponsible police officer, and last night I went drunk driving in my squad car, and I think I killed a pedestrian, but I don't really remember. You got all that?
I got it.
But, officer, I didn't mean to shoot Donald Duck. I was just trying to shoot my friend's ear. Do you want to press charges for him shooting your ear?
No, I told him to shoot me in the ear.
Why are you guys always doing weird shit here? Why can't you guys just be normal kids and do normal kid shit?
Earlier, he was eating macaroni and cheese in the shape of dicks.
See? Like that kind of shit. Just be normal. Come on, you freaks. Let's go to court.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today we will be hearing the case of Cody, who is being accused of shooting beloved Disney icon Donald Duck with a sniper rifle. Cody, why did you do this?
Well, Your Honor, it was a total accident. You see, my friend here wanted to get his ear pierced, and his dad told him he wasn't allowed to get his ear pierced, so he wanted to make it look like an accident. So I was shooting his ear with a sniper rifle, and I shot multiple times, and I guess one of those bullets hit Donald Duck by accident.
That explanation is quite ridiculous, but your friend's ear is wounded, so I do kind of believe you. Mickey Mouse and Goofy, let me hear your side of the story.
Well, Your Honor, me, Goofy, and Donald were chilling at the Mickey Mouse Trap House. Me and Goofy were in the hot tub with the girls.
Bitches, Your Honor, bitches.
And Donald was smoking crack.
That good shit.
And then out of nowhere, his head got blown off.
Well, right the fuck off.
At first we thought it was Bugs Bunny and those damn Looney Tunes. But we looked across the lake and there was a four-eyed freak with a sniper rifle. He killed Donald.
Find him, Your Honor.
Well, it does seem like a complete accident to me. So, Cody, I find you not guilty of murder, but guilty of involuntary manslaughter. And I sentence you to 3 hours of community service and a gun safety course.
No! 3 hours? Your Honor, please have mercy on me. No! Oh, God, why?
3 hours of community service? That's it? Goofy, we have to get revenge!
Let's shoot him in the fucking head and see how he likes it, Gahoot!
I like that idea.
I heard that. And if you successfully do it, that's premeditated murder. So you know...
3 hours of community service. My life is over.
Don't worry, Cody. You'll make it through it.
Damn, they gave you 3 hours community service? Boy, they really bapped your ass.
Yes, they really bapped my ass. Did you buy all that stuff with your snitch money, Joseph?
Yes, sir, Ski, and I'm fresh as fuck.
Cody, you're not worried about how Mickey and Goofy said they're gonna shoot you?
Oh, I did hear that, and I am pretty scared. But as long as nobody lets him in the house, I should be fine.
There's someone at the door. Let me go get it.
Junior, what the fuck?
Hello?
Goofy, now!
Go hook, die, bitch!
You shot my other ear!
Goofy, you rat, you piece of shit!
Well, maybe if your big fucking ears weren't in the way, I'd have a better shot.
Don't throw it back to me! I thought you were the right kid! Now I gotta go looking for him!
No. You did get the right kid.
What?
Yeah, the bullet went through my ear. It killed Cody. He was in the living room. It got him.
Oh, okay. Never mind, Goofy. We got him.
Oh, thank God.
Is everything okay, Junior? I heard a gunshot.
Oh, it was just Mickey and Goofy trying to kill you. They thought I was you, and they shot me when I opened the door. See, look at my ear.
Well, shit, I'm glad I didn't answer the door then.
At least both of your ears are pierced. Now you don't look gay anymore.
Yeah, I guess it is good that now both of my ears are pierced.
Did I hear both of your ears are pierced, you fruity-ass boy?
Ah! Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Pooby from SML. I do the voice of Cody and Brooklyn Guy and a whole bunch of other people. Did you know we're selling Jeffy pianos right now on smlmerch.com? Yeah, that's right. They make Jeffy noises whenever you press the keys. Listen to that. It's fucking crazy, right? Well, if you want one, you better grab one now, because on July 31st, they disappear forever. Gone. Bye-bye. No more buying them. So you better get one now. Just thought you should know that. So you can do this. Listen to that. Listen to that, Jeffy.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, you know the NBA Finals is on tonight.
Yeah, let's watch basketball.
Oh, I just love watching sweaty guys run around and put balls in holes. You know what's crazy? Whoever puts the most balls in holes wins. It's awesome.
Penelope, you want to watch basketball with us?
No, Junior, I don't have time to watch TV. I have to read my book on how to be a millionaire fast.
Girls can't be millionaires unless their name is Oprah.
Ooh, my black queen.
You know what, Junior? I will be a millionaire by the time I graduate college.
Yeah, right, like you're going to college.
Yes, huh, Junior? Girls go to college to get more knowledge, and boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Wait a minute. We get to go to Jupiter?
What?
She just said boys go to Jupiter, so we can actually go? I thought Jupiter was a gas giant. How would we land on there?
We can't.
But she just said boys go to Jupiter, and she's reading a book, so obviously she's smart. So what are you talking about? We can go to Jupiter right now?
Yeah, Junior. Yeah, totally go to Jupiter, Junior, because that's possible. Good luck with that.
Guys, you just heard Penelope say it's possible for us to go to Jupiter.
I think she just said boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider because it rhymed.
No, she wasn't reading Dr. Seuss. She was reading a smart book. I think she was just talking about, guys, I did not know boys could go to Jupiter. Is that what they do in Boy Scouts?
No.
Because I would have joined Boy Scouts and got touched to go to Jupiter.
Oh, yeah, just to go to space, definitely.
Yeah, we get to go to Jupiter? Like, no one tells us stuff like this. Like, they always say that we have to go to college, but they never told us that Jupiter is an option.
They always hide the good stuff, dude.
I know.
How the hell are we supposed to go to Jupiter?
I don't know, but apparently we all get to go to Jupiter because we're boys. I think Jupiter's better than college.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to call NASA and ask them how we get our ticket to Jupiter.
Hey there, somebody call an astronaut?
We did. Wait, why are you wearing your helmet if you're not in space?
Oh, well, I don't really get to go to space very often, so I just wear this helmet so I can feel cool.
Why don't you get to go to space? I thought that's all astronauts got to do.
No, see, we don't really have the same funding that we used to, so I only really get to wear this spacesuit whenever I'm doing kids' birthday parties or somebody paid to have lunch with an astronaut. Is that what we're doing here? We having lunch? Because please no chicken salad. I'm still full from all the chicken salad I had earlier for another kid's lunch. Oh, and no grapes, too, because he kept wanting me to eat grapes with him, and grapes hurt my stomach, so no grapes. So we having lunch or what?
No, we want to go to Jupiter.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, planets are fun.
No, like, we want to go in a space shuttle and go to Jupiter.
I mean, hey, you can go anywhere in your imagination.
No, like, we really actually want to go to Jupiter because there's a saying that says boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, so we want to go to Jupiter.
Well, you can't.
Look, we know you got to get touched to go to outer space, so, what's up?
Yeah, I'll pull my pants down right now. Just touch it, I'll go to space.
What are you talking about?
The Boy Scouts. They get touched, they get to go to space.
No, they don't.
Well, then how did the guy from Subway go to space?
He didn't go to space, he went to prison.
Well, listen, we want to go to Jupiter because apparently a bunch of boys have been to Jupiter to get more stupider, and if they got to go, we want to go too.
I assure you, nobody has been to Jupiter. Thank you.
Okay, well, then why can't we go to Jupiter? Why do they say the stupider line?
Well, because it rhymes. Thank you.
Okay, listen, I bet you there's boys on Jupiter right now, you just don't want to send us.
No, look, I could put all your asses on a space shuttle and just kind of shoot it at Jupiter. That's a thing I could do, but I'm not going to do that.
Why won't you do it? Because you can't? You're not allowed? You're not a high enough astronaut to do that?
No, I can do it.
Fine. If you're not cool enough, you can't do it.
No, I can send... Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I'll send all of you to Jupiter. Sure, let's go to Jupiter. Everybody wants to go to Jupiter? Come on, let's go to Jupiter. Follow me.
Let's go, guys.
Yes.
All right, welcome to a room in the Kennedy Space Center. See, you can tell that's where we are because of the space background. You know, I actually made that myself. I bought a black sheet from Walmart, and then I hung it up on a wall, and then I cut some stars out of yellow construction paper, and then I taped them up there. My manager said it was pretty neat. He said, I'd give you a gold star, but it looks like you made some yourself. And that made me feel pretty good. I had my head held up high for the rest of the day. And don't tell anybody, but he gave me extra apple slices in the cafeteria, and Cleotis didn't get any. Cleotis is the janitor, and he has to clean up my construction paper mess.
So you really don't go to space, do you?
No, it's all pretty much just arts and crafts and lunches. It's a lot like preschool.
Oh, well, can we please go to Jupiter, please?
Yeah, okay, I just need you guys to sign these waivers and, don't read them. Like, seriously, don't. Like, please, please do not read them. And while you guys are signing those, I'll go get your spacesuits ready.
Oh, okay. All right, guys, let's sign these things.
Okay, I got some good news and some bad news. The good news is my manager says I get 30 extra minutes of recess after lunch. But the bad news is I only have 2 spacesuits, so that means one of you can't go.
Oh, it's all good, homie. I read the waiver anyway, and I'm not going.
What, Joseph, you're not going to go to space?
Hell no, dude. Black people aren't meant to be in space.
Oh, because we wouldn't be able to see you.
Nah, that's not it, but I'll let you think that. Read the waiver, dude. Bye.
Well, I already signed the waiver. I don't care. I want to go to Jupiter.
Okay, let's get you in these spacesuits.
Come on, Cootis, get them.
Wow, you guys look good in those spacesuits. Let me just take these waivers from you. So Jupiter, huh?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
How long's it gonna take for us to get to Jupiter?
Oh, not long. I mean, it's just gonna be like a trip down to the local grocery store, so like 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
Wait, it's really gonna take 6 years to get to Jupiter?
Yeah, Jupiter's like 363 million billion gajillion quintillion miles away, and you're gonna be traveling at 17,000 bowsin wowsin quowsin miles per hour, so yeah, like 6 years.
Wait, Junior, what are we gonna do for 6 years?
Well, I could bring a bunch of movies and snacks. We could have like a movie night for 6 years.
That does sound pretty fun.
Look, I'll go grab some movies and some snacks.
Yeah, make sure you get everything you need before you get in the space shuttle.
Oh man, Cody, I'm so excited.
Oh, Junior, 6 years. It's still not too late to back out.
We're not backing out, Cody. We're gonna go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
I still don't know why we want to get more stupider.
Because everyone else has been to Jupiter except for us, and we need to go.
But what are we gonna do for 6 years?
I brought a bunch of movies and snacks, Cody. We're gonna have a blast.
Okay.
All right, kids. The space shuttle is fueled up and ready to go for your 6-year journey. So you ready for takeoff?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, you'll be taking off in 3, 2, 1, lift off! Congratulations, boys. You've now reached outer space.
Oh, wow, Cody. Look, we're in outer space!
Yeah, I guess this begins our 6-year journey to Jupiter.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
You wanna put on a movie?
Yeah, let me grab the movie.
Wait, the movie?
Yep, here it is.
Wait, what is this?
It's the movie I brought.
Max Keeble's Big Move?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what else did you bring?
That's it.
What? That's it? Our only movie is Max Keeble's Big Move?
Well, I was looking for movies at a short notice, and the only movie I could find was Max Keeble's Big Move.
Junior, we left Earth for 6 years, and the only thing you brought to entertain us was Max Keeble's Big Fucking Move?
Okay, Cody, listen, calm down. It's a really good movie. So, Max Keeble, right, he's bullied and stuff, and his parents tell him he's moving to, like, a whole other city. So he thinks he can get back at all his bullies, so he does a bunch of bad stuff, thinking he'll never see those people again. But guess what? At the end, his parents tell him they're not moving, and he has to deal with the consequences. Uh-oh.
Yeah, great. So now, when I watch it for the next 6 years, it won't even be a surprise.
Look, Cody, Max Keeble's Big Move is a really good movie.
Junior, Max Keeble's Big Move for 6 fucking years? His move isn't that big, Junior. It can't be.
Look, pop in Max Keeble's Big Move, and you're going to see how good it is.
Oh, it better be perfect.
Is everything okay up there? I hear yelling.
Yeah, everything's okay in here.
Oh, yeah. We're just peachy, because we decided to leave Earth for 6 years, and the only movie Junior thought to bring was Max fucking Keeble's Big Fucking Move.
It's a good movie, I promise. Also, I really have to pee. Where's the bathroom on the space shuttle?
Oh, I forgot to tell you kids to pee before you left, because there are no bathrooms in there. Maybe find a bottle or something?
Oh.
There are no bathrooms.
I'll just hold it, Cody. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah. I think you can just hold it, Junior. I think you can just hold it for 6 fucking years. Yeah. Just go ahead and try to hold it, Junior. Junior, do you know what our reality is gonna be for the next 6 years? We are going to be watching Max Keeble's Big Move while we piss and shit our pants. That's hell. That's what hell looks like. We are in hell right now. I would rather be in a North Korean work camp than this, because at least they have bathrooms. I think.
But they don't have Max Keeble's Big Move.
Yeah. yeah, I guess you're right. I guess we are winning on that front, are we, Junior?
Look, just watch Max Keeble's big movie. The movie will cheer you up, I promise, buddy.
Oh, good.
So, Cody, what'd you think of Max Keeble's big move?
It wasn't fucking big enough, I'll tell you that. It wasn't 6 years big. It wasn't that big of a move, Junior.
It's a good movie, Cody.
It was okay, but if you told me I could only watch one movie for the next 6 years of my life, it wouldn't be Max Keeble's big move. That wouldn't even be in the top 10,000 list of movies.
It's in my top 25.
No, it shouldn't be. You need to watch more movies, which we could have been doing for the next 6 goddamn years.
Okay, look, I think you're just hungry and you need to eat.
What did you bring to eat?
I brought a pepperoni pizza.
A pizza?
Yeah.
One pizza.
Yeah.
Junior, you needed to bring us food for the next 6 years. This isn't going to last just 1 year or 1 month or even 1 week.
Once again, I was in a rush. I didn't have time.
Oh, yeah, you were in a rush. You were clearly in a rush. You grabbed one pizza and one copy of Max Keeble's Big Fucking Move.
Should I have grabbed two copies of it?
No! You should have done literally anything else.
Okay, look. Oh, there has to be more food in here. Look at this, Cody. Look, under the cupboard thing. It's right here. 12 years worth of raisins? Look, they even overpacked raisins in case we get super hungry.
12 years?
What's wrong?
Junior, I just realized something and now I'm even more upset.
What?
It's gonna take us 6 years to get to Jupiter. And it's gonna take us another 6 years to come home. That's 12 years of Max fucking Keeble's big fucking move! Junior, I can't do it. I can't take 12 years of Max Keeble. My Max Keeble was 6 years. I can't do 12 years, Junior. I'm gonna die up here.
Literally, just eat some raisins and calm down.
I don't wanna eat any goddamn raisins, Junior. I don't wanna be here. I wanna leave. And I can't even hang myself because there's no gravity.
Oh, and then we didn't bring a gun either.
No!
Okay, look, let's just turn on the behind the scenes to Max Keeble.
Are you sure, Junior? Are you sure you want to do that now? Maybe we should do it next year, or the year after, or the year after that, or the year after that!
Well, the movie just ended. I think that's our 1,000th time watching Max Keeble's big move.
Keeble. Max Keeble.
You okay, Cody?
Me, Keeble.
Oh, you want me to restart it?
Yeah, Keeble it up. You know, Junior, I tried to claw my eyes out a year ago, but that didn't work.
I know, I can tell that, buddy.
You want to roleplay Max Keeble again?
Oh, we've already roleplayed Max Keeble 5 times today.
But what else do we have to do?
Okay, fine.
I'll be Max Keeble, you be my parents.
All right.
Mom, Dad, I'm getting bullied at school.
Well, your dad got a new job in another city, so we're gonna move.
Oh, cool. I guess that means I can do whatever the fuck I want with no consequences, because nobody's gonna know where I am after I move.
Hey, Max, we're not moving anymore.
Oh, shit. I ruined my whole life. I'm Max Keeble.
Yeah. Hey, you want another box of raisins?
Sure. Why not? That's all I know. I don't even remember the taste of the pizza we had in the first 2 days. You remember the pizza time, Junior? The beautiful pizza time in the first 2 days?
I remember, buddy.
I missed that. Keeble, Keeble.
Max Keeble?
Keeble, Max.
Max Keeble.
Max Keeble, Keeble.
Keeble, Max, big.
Big move, Keeble.
Max Keeble.
Big Keeble move.
Keeble, Max.
Keeble, big.
Big move.
Keeble, big move-o, Max.
Max Meeble.
Max Meeble, move-o, Meeble, Migga, Biggle.
Keeble, Max, move.
Keeble, Miggle, Biggle, Wiggle.
Oh my god, there's a ship coming towards Jupiter! We'll have to use our tractor beam to intercept it to bring him on board and find out who they are!
Big Keeble Max move?
Big Max Keeble move.
Move Max Keeble.
Big Keeble move.
Keeble Max Big?
Max Keeble?
Big move.
Max Keeble Big move!
What are you guys doing near Jupiter? We guard Jupiter to make sure no one gets too close, cause the gas makes you stupider!
Well, Keeble's big move.
Keeble Max move.
Max is Keeble's move.
We're speaking some kind of weird language.
Max Keeble's big move?
Big Keeble move.
Listen, if you guys don't have anything to show us that to prove you're not space pirates, I'm gonna have to vaporize both of you!
Keeble's big move, Max!
Keeble big move!
Max move!
Max Keeble's big move!
What is that?
Max Keeble's big move.
Let me see this. Max Keeble's big move.
Big move.
Laugh out loud funny.
Keeble.
Max Keeble.
I want to laugh. You know what? Since you guys gave me something cool, I'm going to go ahead and teleport you back to the home planet.
Big move!
No, Max Meeble.
No, Max Keeble,
Max Keeble, Max Keeble, no.
Max Keeble,
Max Keeble.
Big Max Keeble.
Max Keeble's move.
Big Keeble,
Max. Meeble's move.
Big Keeble.
Big move, Keeble.
Big Keeble.
Big move. Max Keeble. Max Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble. Max Meeble
Keeble. Max Keeble?
Big move, Keeble?
Keeble, Keeble. I mean, we're home!
Oh my god, Cody! We're finally home after 6 years! Look, the red couch!
Junior, you know what this means? I can finally take a shower and wash all the shit that's been caked on my ass for the last 6 years.
And we can eat something other than raisins.
And I can finally watch something other than Max Keeble's big move. But now that I'm home, I think I really just want to watch Max Keeble's big move and eat raisins and shit my pants.
Okay, Cody, we can do it one last time, but then we have to stop, okay?
Okay, put on Max Keeble's big move.
Cody?
What?
The aliens have the only copy of Max Keeble's big move.
No! No! Junior, I need my Max Keeble! I don't know how to live without Max Keeble's big move! No! Keeble!
Jeffy.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Dad. Gee.
All right, Krauss. Today is the last day of school before Christmas break. So we're gonna have a free day today.
We got a free day?
No work.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You spelled break wrong.
No, I didn't. That's how you spell break.
It's spelled B-R-E-A-K.
That's how you spell break if you broke something. This is how you spell break if something is stopping, like how a car uses its brakes to stop. This is a Christmas break because we are stopping school for your Christmas vacation.
That's not how that works, but okay.
I'm the teacher, Cody, not you. The teacher is always right.
But you're wrong.
All right, Crass, that's it. Since Cody wanted to be a smartass, you're going to have homework over Christmas break. I'm going to go prepare a packet.
Good going, Four Eyes!
Yeah, you flippin' nerd!
Sorry, guys. Whenever someone makes a spelling mistake, I have to just keep pushing and pushing until it ruins everyone's day.
I frickin' hate you, Cody, you frickin' fricker. I wanna frick your mom. So, Penelope, what do you wanna do during Christmas break?
Other than a shit ton of homework?
Sorry,
Well, Junior, I was really hoping we could spend time together on Christmas Day.
Oh, well, do you, like, want a Christmas gift or something? Because I haven't got you anything.
Yeah, I want a Christmas present. I got you something.
Junior, Christmas is in less than a week.
Well, the stores are still open, so I can go get you a gift today. What do you want?
I really want something, but it's really expensive.
What is it?
A Harry Poupon necklace.
Harry Poupon?
What the fuck? You made my nigga Rich Rich?
What's a Harry Poupon necklace?
Junior, Harry Poupon is the most name-brand show-off expensive necklace there is. All the white girls want one.
Yep.
Well, how expensive is it?
Well, in funky rap terms, shit, about a band or two.
Sounds about right. Lil Wayne did say, I'm richer than a bitch without the Harry Poupon.
Yeah, he did say that. Lil Wayne does love Harry Poupon necklaces.
$1,000 to $2,000 for a necklace?
You don't have to get it for me, but I really want it. And think about this, Junior. If you got me something like that, I could, like, never break up with you, because what other boyfriend could get me something like that?
Hmm. I mean, you could never break up with me if I got it for you? It's like an investment. Ugh, that's so much homework. Thanks, Cody.
Sorry.
I threw my shit away, dude. I'm not doing homework on Christmas. I'm already on Christmas break.
You're right. I'm gonna look at these Harry Poupon necklaces.
Ah, Junior, you're not actually gonna buy one of those, are you?
I might get her one of the cheap ones. Like, look, this one's only $930.
Dude, you can't see that pebble. It's so small. She's not gonna like that.
Well, how about I get her the $2,500 one?
How are you gonna even afford that?
I was thinking I could steal my dad's credit card and buy the necklace, and hopefully he doesn't see the charge until after I give her the necklace. But by that time, she'll be my property.
Junior, you're not gonna own her just because you bought her a necklace.
She said if I buy her this necklace, she'll never leave me.
Dude, she's not an indentured servant.
Yeah, she can say anything. It doesn't mean it's true. She could still leave you.
Well, I'll tell her, look, I'll only give you this necklace if you sign this contract saying I own you.
Okay, well, even if she agreed to do that, it's not legal to own a person.
Well, what stupid idiot would make that rule?
Abraham Lincoln.
Why'd he do that? Oh! I guess he made a good decision.
I guess? What do you mean? I guess we just guess it now?
Look, let's just go back to the Harry Poupon. So if I buy her this necklace, it would be stupid because she could just leave me anyway?
Yes.
Okay, so then I should test her loyalty before I spend so much money on a Christmas gift.
What, how are you gonna do that?
I'll hire a really hot guy to ask Penelope for her number, and if she gives her number, she's a cheating bitch, and I won't give her the necklace.
Ooh, I like this plan, dude.
I don't know, this doesn't seem fair to Penelope.
Not fair? If she gives her number, she's a cheater. If she says I have a boyfriend, then she's loyal. What's not fair about it?
Well, what if she gives him a fake number?
That's still cheating, because you're entertaining it.
Yeah, of course.
If she gives the guy a fake number, the guy might think she made a mistake and said, ooh, she got a number wrong, she really was into me, she saw my wiener imprint in my pants, and she liked it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't seem like cheating to me.
If a girl asked me for my number, I would say, I have a girlfriend, I'm loyal, go away.
Because that's my boy, he loyal. Mm-hmm.
Junior, you would not say that.
Well, that's because we're dogs, you know, we're just trying to get our next bone.
Oh!
Yeah, if a girl asks for our number, we're going to say yes, especially if it's a 10 out of 10 Coke bottle shaped ass busting out the frames type bitch.
Well, that's why it doesn't seem fair to Penelope, because you're getting a 10 out of 10 guy to ask her.
Well, girls should stay loyal, Cody. So I think I should do this. I'm going to hire a really hot guy to see if she'll give her number away.
Okay, well, who are you going to hire?
Aw, dude, I know the perfect guy! My homeboy Stanley! Man, he pulls all the hoes. He has 7 on his roster right now.
Is he hot?
Bro, he fucks. Keeps his dick wet. I'm telling you, smooth as butter. Real player made ass nigga. Look, we went to a party one time, and I had this girl. She was 11 out of 10, bro. She was really feeling me. Hot as hell. But then I walked away to get a drink. Next thing you know, she's upstairs with Stanley getting it on. You can't leave him alone with a girl for longer than 30 seconds, bro. Yeah, he picks pockets pussy. Has sleight of hand, bro. Oh, juggernaut. Bro, he has every perk available.
Wait, why have I never heard of this guy?
Because he likes vagina, Cody, not penis. Look, I'm going to go and get it real quick.
Junior, aren't you a little worried about Stanley? He seems a little overqualified for this job. He might actually steal your girlfriend.
Well, that's what I want. I want a guy so hot that she would cheat so I know not to buy her this necklace.
But I don't think it's just going to be a job for him.
Here's my man, Stanley!
Stanley is dead. Oh, you mean Stanley. Hey, Stanley, we've heard so much about you and your penis.
What's up, guys? Where are the women at?
That's my boy. Man, he stay on the prowl. He can't be stopped.
That's him?
Oh, yes, he is him. Himothy, Mr. Metal Detector Dick looking for the hoes.
So, Stanley, I like your shirt.
Thank you. It stands for equality, which means any girl can get it. I like fat Asians, lardy Latinas, obese white women, and big booty black bitches.
All of the above, my boy.
Well, I have a job for you, Stanley.
And it includes women, so don't be nervous.
Okay, what is it?
So I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me. So I want you to go up to her and ask for her number. And if she gives you her number, then I know to break up with her.
Okay, can I pap?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I just want to see if she'll cheat on me.
Oh, I guarantee she'll cheat.
Yeah, my boy guarantees it. It's in the fine print.
Yeah, so where is she?
Okay, so here's the plan. I was going to call her and tell her to come over here and tell her I was hanging out with you. And then I was going to go use the bathroom. And then while you're alone with her on the couch, that's when you ask for her number.
Okay.
All right, so Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch.
Okay, I got you, bro.
I'm going to call Penelope. So, Penelope, meet my new friend Stanley.
Sup?
Hi.
Oh, man, my stomach hurts. I got to go use the bathroom. I'm going to leave you two alone. You would never cheat on me, right?
No, Junior.
I'll be right back.
So how's it going?
Good. Just hanging out.
All right, I only have a shirt on.
Wait, do you have a mustache?
Yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear.
How old are you?
15. You should totally lift up my shirt.
How do you know Junior?
Today.
What? That doesn't answer my question.
You're really pretty. Can I get your number?
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
She must have put up some sort of dumb bitch force field that prevents me from getting her number.
I can hear you.
Time to go to Plan B. Do you like oranges?
Yeah.
My balls are the size of oranges. You should totally squeeze them.
Okay, you need to leave.
Well, I got 7 other women that would totally be happy to squeeze them. And 5 of their hands are on my shirt right now.
Great, well, go call them. Go.
You know what? I think I might.
Oh, weirdo!
So, Penelope, when Stanley asked for your number, what'd you say?
I told him no, but Junior, how did you know he was gonna ask for my number?
I didn't. Guys, you can come out now!
Why are your friends hiding behind the couch?
We were playing hide and seek, I just gave up. So, Cody, when Stanley asked Penelope for her number, what'd she say?
Well, she said no.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
Not exactly.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
No.
We have to break up.
Junior, he's your friend. He should know I'm your girlfriend.
If a guy asked for your number, you're supposed to say, no, I have a boyfriend, go away.
You and invited me over, and before you walked away, you asked if I would ever cheat on you right in front of him, and I said no.
Okay, go to your house. Let me think about it. Guys, did she seem interested when Stanley was talking to her?
No, not at all.
Yeah, something was off about her. She seemed weird. Yeah, it might have been a pH balance or something.
You said Stanley pulls hoes.
I mean, he usually does. He has like a 99% return rate on him.
Guys, I think maybe there's just something wrong about Stanley. I mean, it seems like maybe he only likes fat girls.
Huh? What makes you say that?
Well, he only mentioned fat girls, and it seems like that's the only way a guy as weird as him could get that many girls.
I ain't gonna let you talk bad about my homeboy like that.
Yeah, obviously Stanley gets hot girls because Joseph said he stole his 11 out of 10 hot girls.
Yeah, I mean, I did say she was bad, and I meant like 11 out of 10 on the fat scale. That bitch was huge. A brick house. I'm talking about bad cholesterol, goddamn. Look, any day she could eat a Debbie cake and be in the grave. I'm talking about heavy breathing, all that shit. Whew! Yeah, she was fat as hell.
Well, I guess that answers your question, Junior.
I don't think Stanley was a good enough test to see if she would cheat. We need to get a rich guy, because girls will cheat for money, so we have to get a rich guy to come up and offer her money to cheat.
Like a prostitute?
No. Like, we need a guy to come up to her and say, you're the type of girl that needs to wake up on a yacht every morning, and then boom, give her $1,000 to see if she cheats.
It doesn't seem fair to use money.
No, if she's gonna leave me over money, then I don't want to be with her at all.
Junior, it really seems like you want her to cheat on you.
Yes! I want her to cheat, because I can't afford that necklace!
So let me go call Richard, you know, our rich friend.
What do you poor kids want?
Well, Richard, you have a lot of money, right?
Yeah, my name's Richard, not Portrait. I'm rich!
Okay, so I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me if you gave her money.
Well, of course she'll cheat on you if I give her money. She's a woman. She loves money.
Okay, so here's what I think you should do. I think you should go up to her and say, hey, baby, I'll give you $1,000 if you make out with me right now.
Or I could do this. I have an even better idea. Cody, pick a number between 1 and 10,000.
Well, I gotta go with my favorite number, 5.
Okay. All right, check your phone.
Okay, well, you just Apple paid me $5. Oh, shit, I mean my favorite number's 5,000, that's what I meant.
Too late.
Oh, God damn it, I didn't know money was involved, fuck!
Well, yeah, go up to her and do that.
Well, I'm not gonna just give her free money. If you want me to do it, you can give me the money and I'll do it.
I don't have any money, though.
All right, well, then no deal.
Oh, okay, I got an idea. There's this really expensive necklace that she wants, so I can go steal my dad's credit card, buy the necklace, give it to you, and you can give her the necklace and see if she would cheat on me.
Okay.
Okay, let me go get my dad's credit card and buy it.
But Junior...
Okay, I just got back from the Harry Poupon store. This necklace was like $3,000. My dad's going to beat me up when he sees his credit card statement. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to call Penelope over. I'm going to leave her alone on the couch. And you're going to walk up to her and say, hey, I just bought you this Harry Poupon necklace. Make out with me and see what she does.
Okay.
All right. Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch. And you take this. All right, Penelope, just sit right there.
Junior, what's going on?
I have to use the bathroom. My stomach hurts.
Again?
Hey.
Hi.
I got you this necklace from Harry Poupon.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, it's all yours.
Oh my God, thank you so much. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, you want to make out?
No.
You don't want to tongue my hairy mustache?
Ew, no. Go away.
Ugh, fine, poor.
Creep.
Okay, Penelope, I'm back. Wait a minute. Where'd you get that necklace from?
Oh my God, Junior. This weird kid with a mustache gave me this Harry Poupon necklace. And then he asked to make out with me and I told him to leave.
You accepted a necklace from another man? We're breaking up.
No, Junior. This is great because now you don't have to give me this necklace anymore.
But I got you that necklace.
No, you didn't, Junior. That creepy kid did.
No, I did. Cody, get in here.
Yeah, Junior, I was going to warn you. If you're going to get her the necklace, you should just give it to her yourself. Now she thinks another guy gave it to her.
Well, tell her I got it for her.
Yeah, Penelope, he bought you that necklace for the other kid to give you. This was just another test to see if you'd cheat.
What?
Well, I think you're going to cheat on me, so I hired two guys to see if you'd cheat on me, and you didn't.
Well, I didn't, so now what?
Well, now you have the Harry Poupon necklace.
Oh, my God, really, Junior? Thank you so much. I'm never, ever, ever, ever. You?
So does that mean I own her now?
No, Junior.
Oh, man, my dad sounds pissed. Santa Claus, all I want for Christmas is my dad not to beat my ass.
Junior! You ran a TARDIS on my credit card! Oh, I'm gonna beat your ass!
No, someone save me! Santa Claus! I asked Santa Claus, the only thing I wanted for Christmas for you not to beat my ass.
Oh, man, I guess I can't do it now.
But I can. $3,000 on a necklace. I'm going to beat your ass red like my rosy cheek.
Ah! Beat his ass, Santa. Beat his ass.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm feeling sick. I think we should just watch a movie.
Yeah, I can rock with that.
Okay, what movie do you guys want to watch?
Not that lame-ass Trolls movie. God, I hate that kid's show. But if y'all want to turn it on, you know, to make fun of it or something, we could do that.
Joseph, do you want to watch the Trolls movie?
Hell no! What made you think I want to watch the stupid Trolls movie? I definitely don't like to watch it when I'm sick to make me feel better.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like you want to watch the Trolls movie.
Shut the hell up, Cody. I don't want to watch the stupid Trolls movie. I like to watch manly stuff, like documentaries.
Ooh, I know a good documentary.
God, I was fucking kidding.
We could watch that documentary about the poop cruise.
What poop cruise?
Well, you remember like 10 years ago, there was that carnival cruise that all the poop backed up in the toilets and everybody's pooping?
What, everybody was pooping on a cruise ship and it backed up?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch it. Come on, guys, let's watch that.
Okay. Well, I guess screw the damn Trolls movie.
We can watch the Trolls movie after the documentary.
Okay, then.
But this documentary is crazy.
You know what would make it better, though? Some dancing, singing trolls.
I can't believe they lost their baby to a river of shit.
You know what's really crazy? They paid to do that.
They paid?
Yeah, they paid to go on a cruise just for their baby to drown in shit.
How much do you think they paid?
Well, cruises are expensive, so at least $1,000 a person.
They paid $1,000 a person to shit and sink for 7 days and lose their kid?
Yeah.
My ancestors went on a free cruise.
A free cruise? They went in a raffle?
And they didn't have to pay a dime.
Oh, they're the luckiest people in the world. I want to go on a free cruise.
Yeah, but they kind of went against their own will, though, dude.
What do you mean?
They were dragged on.
I mean, I'd drag them on the boat, too. Like, you're not going to accept my free cruise for no money? Just you get on the goddamn boat.
Well, they had lay flat seats, so it wasn't that bad, I guess.
Yeah, they had to lay down for a whole week. I mean, why didn't they go to the pool and, like, you know, eat out the buffet?
I don't think they had that stuff.
Yeah, the closest pool was the damn ocean, dude.
I don't know. I just think they were ungrateful if they didn't enjoy their free cruise.
What?
Guys, I just got an idea. I got a zillion, jillion, billion dollar idea.
That's a big idea.
Yeah, okay, listen, watch this. Joseph has a long history of his family being in the cruise ship business.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
So if he knows about cruise ships, right, and I have amazing business thinking skills, and Cody, you have the skill of being...
homosexual?
That, thank you. So then, guys, if we put all our skills together, we could invent our own cruise line called the Poop Cruise.
Our own cruise line?
Yeah, we call it the Poop Cruise. Because we just watched a documentary on people staying on a boat. They pay to stay on a boat and shit in the sink for 7 days. So watch this. What if we blow up a raft, put it in my pool in the backyard, charge people $1,000 a person, and we put a poop bucket, and everyone goes on there, and they all poop in a bucket for 7 days, and we charge $1,000 a piece? We would make billions and billions of dollars, and they would want, and before you guys say it's a bad idea, well, why would they want to do that? Why would they want to be on a boat and poop in a bucket? Well, there's a fucking documentary where everyone's watching it, so I bet you people want to live that life and see what it was like.
Junior, that has got to be the greatest idea you've ever had.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I already have a captain's hat, and my parents have an inflatable boat in their garage.
Wait, they do?
Yeah, they wanted to be like Olympic rowers or something, and I think they forgot.
Oh my god, okay, guys, I'm going to make a flyer talking about our new cruise line. If it looks good enough, we're doing my idea.
Okay.
Alright guys, what do you think about my flyer?
Let's see. Poop cruise, $1,000 a person. Ooh, cash only, I like that. Unlimited wild cherry Capri Sun. That might be hard to do.
No, it's not. Joseph, go to the store and take as many wild cherry Capri Suns as you can.
I don't have any money.
I said take them, go steal them.
Ooh, okay.
Alright Cody, you go grab the inflatable boat.
And my sexy captain hat.
I guess.
Come on, Ken.
I'm going to put these flyers up around the neighborhood, and I'm going to tell Chef he's going to be the chef for the poop cruise.
Ahoy, Junior.
Whoa, this is a big boat.
Yeah, it's fucking massive. Oh, this. Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Oh, my God. How many people can fit on this boat?
Oh, at least 14.
Oh, my God. If all 14 people pay $1,000, that's $14,000, Cody.
Yeah, that's how cruises make so much money, Junior. And check it out. I already got the poop bucket.
Oh, that's going to fill up so fast and overflow.
Hell yeah, it will.
Hey, guys. I got the Capri Suns.
What the fuck, Joseph? You get Pacific Cooler? What, they didn't have Wild Cherry?
No, dude, that's all they had at the store.
Nobody's gonna want to go on a poop cruise without Wild Cherry. It's gonna be more like a throw-up cruise.
It's not that bad. I still drink them.
Oh, our first customer's here. Just put him on the boat. Put him on the boat.
All right.
Hello?
Hey there, we're here for the poop cruise?
Boiney, you're supposed to say ahoy like the chips.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ahoy, we're here for the poop cruise. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell, so we're ready to shit.
Well, that's good, because we got a big old poop bucket right there by the captain. You can just shit all you want.
Oh, that's perfect.
We've never been on a cruise before.
Yeah, that's right. So whenever we saw the advertisement for the poop cruise, we just couldn't say no.
Oh, and the Capri Sun.
Oh yeah, that's right. We want the Wild Cherry Capri Sun package, if that's still available.
I think all we have is Pacific Cooler.
Oh, well, I'm not getting on a poop cruise for Pacific Cooler.
You advertise Wild Cherry.
Hold on. Let me ask the captain. Hey, captain, do we still have the Wild Cherry Capri Sun? Oh, yes? Yes, we do. You're saying yes? He said yes.
He just shook his head no.
Oh, well, on a cruise, everything's opposite. Yes means no, up means down, left means right.
Oh, okay. Well, we wouldn't know because we've never been on a cruise. So, honey, when we're doing it tonight, make sure you say no.
Aw, Boynie, we tried that before, remember? And I didn't like it.
Well, I couldn't tell. All right. Well, anyway, here's your $2,000.
Okay, you got to pay in cash on the poop cruise.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so get on the boat and start pooping if you feel like it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Ooh, this is comfy. I could spend 7 nights here. Wait, where are the beds?
All right, there is your poop bucket, so start shitting in that whenever you feel like it.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to be needing this soon.
Hey, where's the roof?
The roof? Oh, this is one of those convertible cruises. They're new. You get to feel all the elements, like the rain and the wind.
Oh, that's nice.
Can we have our Wild Cherry Capri Suns?
You're not allowed to drink until you've left the dock and you're in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, maritime law. I think I heard about that.
Yeah, so, there's the captain!
Hey, everybody. I'm gonna be your captain. Captain Hunk. So this is gonna be your muster station, and in the event of an emergency, you can just hang on to my rock-hard abs. They're pretty buoyant, so you can use them as a flotation device.
Oh, what a nice captain.
So, what's the entertainment gonna be?
Oh, well, in a few minutes, we're gonna have a best body contest. And just so you know, the captain is gonna be competing. And I'm also the judge. It's gonna be a very short contest. So if you folks need anything, I'll just be doing butt stuff up at the front.
You know, Karen, if this cruise is nice enough, I think we should retire on a poop cruise.
Ah, that's the dream, Boynie.
I know it burns, Ken, but I'm tired of pounding that pale ass. You need some sun on those cheeks.
Cody, we have a problem.
What's the problem?
So they paid in cash the $2,000.
That doesn't sound like a problem to me.
Well, the only reason they paid that much is they're expecting a Wild Cherry Capri Sun. We only have Pacific Cooler.
Oh, yeah, that's understandable.
So what are we going to do when they find out there's no Wild Cherry?
Well, once we get out to the middle of the pool, there's not much they can do. It's not like they can just hop off the boat and swim to shore.
I guess you're right. So what do we do? Like, do you think we should wait for more people?
Well, honestly, Junior, I think we should take off as soon as possible. We're lucky we got $2,000. I mean, we're just going to be shitting in the middle of your pool, for God's sake.
Yeah, I don't really think anyone else is going to come up. I mean, I only put, like, two flyers up around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go give them, I'm going to go get Chef Peavy to give them their food so they get something that they paid for, and then we'll take off.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Ken, time to tan the sausage.
All right, who's hungry? The chef is ready to serve you lunch.
Well, we're not really hungry. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell.
Oh, well, on this cruise, you keep eating, because the more you eat, the more you shit, and you got to fill up that bucket. So everyone, welcome Chef Peavy!
Hey, what's up, party people? Who's ready to share?
Me!
I can't hear you. Who's ready to share?
Me!
It doesn't sound like you guys are ready to shit. Who's ready to shit?
Me, goddammit!
Oh, that's the spirit! Alright, are you ready to eat, though? I got some taco seeds, some beef and cheese taquitos.
Oh, well, these look frozen.
Oh, Boiny, that's why the sun's out. There's no roof. The sun's gonna cook them.
Oh, they've thought of everything.
Attention, passengers. We will now be departing port for the deep end. Hey, Junior, what are these? Hot legs or hot dogs?
Those are Ken's legs.
Damn right.
Are you really going to go out in the deep end of the pool and sit on a boat with them for 7 days while they shit in a bucket?
No, Junior, I was just going to hop off the boat and then push it into the deep end. I don't want to be out here with them. They're going to be shitting.
Well, I thought you were supposed to go down with the ship. You're the captain.
I'm not really a captain, Junior. We're in your fucking pool. We already made our $2,000. Let's just go.
Oh, okay, so... All right, guys, me and the captain have to push the boat out into the middle of the ocean. Come on.
You hear that, Karen? We're going out to sea. Oh, as soon as we're out there, I'm shitting. I've never shit in international waters before.
Oh, Boiny, I'm so excited for you. It's a new milestone.
All right, Cody, push.
Yeah! Have fun.
We're moving, Karen. We're moving.
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo.
That's a train, Karen.
What are we on?
This is the life, Karen.
Oh, Boiny. Oh, Boiny, I think I gotta go doo-doo, Boiny.
Well, the bucket's right there if you need it.
Oh.
I'm feeling a little constipated, actually. You know what would help? Some Wild Cherry Capri Suns. That'd get things moving. Hello? Can we get our Wild Cherry Capri Suns, please? What we paid for? We're in international waters now, so we can drink them. Hello? What? Wild Cherry? Where is everybody?
Well, I'd say that was a success.
$2,000.
Pretty good day.
So how are we supposed to split $2,000 three ways?
Well, that would be about...
No, don't say it. I can do it. I'm smart. I want to think about it.
Okay.
Okay, I got this. There's $2,000. There's three of us. $1,000 a person.
Nope.
Okay, hold on. No, don't tell me. $800 a person.
No.
Hold on, let me... $700
a person. No.
$500 a piece, motherfucker. Give me my money.
Oh, that's right. He did help.
Okay, yeah. $500 each.
Nice.
I'm so fucking sick, Karen. I'm tired of shitting in a bucket, and I'm all dehydrated from all the diarrhea, and I already drank all the Pacific Cola Capri Suns. They lied to us, Karen. They never had Wild Cherry.
Boiny, we're all out of taquitos, Boiny. We're gonna stop.
We're gonna fucking die out here, Karen. It's all hot because this boat has no roof. We paid $2,000 to die in a boat. I don't even think this is a real cruise, Karen. I think those kids lied to us. I think this is just their fucking pool.
All right, guys. Are you ready to record our demo for the record label so they sign Lizard Guts and we become the biggest band in the world?
Oh, yeah, dude. We're going to be the biggest band ever. Let's rock out. I got the drums ready.
Wait, we're recording it in a voice memo on your phone?
How else would we record it, Cody?
Yeah, it gives it that authentic mixtape sound, dude.
Okay.
All right. Our first song for the demo is called MILFs.
Ooh, nice choice of songs. I love MILFs.
Yeah, it's about hot moms.
What about hot dads?
Ew,
yeah, that's gross, Cody. Shut up. Okay. All right.
Junior, you unplugged my cheese shredder.
My what?
My cheese shredder. I was shredding cheese over here.
Yeah, you were shredding cheese, but you interrupted the entire song. You couldn't hear my vocals.
Yeah, dude. I was trying to rock out, too. You couldn't even hear my drums.
Guys, I'm like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arch nemesis. I'm the fucking shredder, okay? I'm shredding more than Tony Hawk.
I know you're shredding, Cody, but you need to calm down with the shredding because this song has no shredding, okay? It's all about MILFs. No shredding. You can't hear my vocals. You're making the song all about you.
Okay, but you're the only one singing.
Yeah, dude. I got a voice, too. I want to be heard.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll agree with you on that. I guess our first song for the demo should have all of us singing, and it shouldn't be about MILFs. It should be about our rock band, Lizard Guts.
No MILFs?
Yeah. Well, the MILFs will come in a minute, but we'll get the MILFs from our first song, Lizard Guts.
Mm, okay. I like that.
All right, so let me plug back in your shredder.
Thank you.
And your paper shredder, whatever you call it, and we'll record the next song. Okay, guys, with this song, we're gonna let the world know who the fuck we are. We're fucking Lizard Guts!
Yeah, we're Lizard Guts!
Lizard Guts!
Alright.
Sound like we're fucking Lizard Guts?
Yeah, we're fucking Lizard Guts!
Yeah, we're fucking Lizard Guts.
No, see, but that's the thing. It sounds like we are having sex with a Lizard's Guts.
What? See, that's what I thought I heard.
Well, no, it's we're fucking Lizard Guts. The name of our band's Lizard Guts. We're telling people who the fuck we are.
Yeah, but when you said that, didn't you hear it? We're fucking Lizard Guts? How that sounds bad?
Yeah, it kind of sounds weird. You didn't hear it, dude?
I mean, now that you're pointing out that it sounds like we're fucking Lizard Guts, it sounds like we're fucking Lizard Guts, but we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Yeah, it sounds like we are having sex with the Lizard's Guts.
No, we're not having sex with Lizard Guts. People know we're not having sex with Lizard Guts. That's gross.
Dude, we're not going to get milks if they think we're having sex with lizards.
Oh, okay, well, we're not having sex with lizards. No one thought we were having sex with lizards.
I don't know. You're kind of giving off the impression that we're having...
No. No one thought we were having sex with lizards, so Cody brought up we're fucking Lizard Guts.
Even at the beginning of the song, you talk about taking your pants off.
Because I got Lizard Guts on my pants. Stuff on the lizard.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with the rest of the song.
Because I'm telling the origin of why we call ourselves Lizard Guts, because I stepped on a lizard and his guts went everywhere. He got on my pants and took them off. Yeah, they want pants on my, but Lizard Guts on my pants.
I just don't think that should be part of the song.
Right. That's what I was thinking, dude. I thought we were bending over lizards.
Well, no, you never thought we were bending over lizards. You knew who we were talking about, who the fuck we are, and then Cody decides to put that gross image in everyone's mind.
I just don't think we should phrase it like we're fucking Lizard Guts. That doesn't sound good.
Okay, so we're supposed to say we're Lizard Guts?
Maybe.
Okay, but it doesn't flow right. We need a word between we're and Lizard Guts. We're freaking Lizard Guts? Would that be better?
It's not very metal, no.
Okay, we're fucking Lizard Guts. How about this? If we just had a logo for our band showing that we're Lizard Guts, and it doesn't show that us we're humping lizards, nobody's going to think that.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so everyone go draw their own version of the Lizard Guts logo, and we'll take a group vote of whose drawing's the best.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I'll do that. Okay, did everyone do their drawing? Mine's the best, so we're going to say mine for last.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go first. It's pretty standard stuff, you know, just the word Lizard Guts, squishing a lizard's guts out.
That is actually really good, Cody.
Damn, that's sick.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right, Joseph, what's yours?
I don't want to go, dude.
No, come on, Joseph. We want to see it.
Yeah, show us.
No, I don't want to show mine.
We're all supposed to make one, and we all group vote who's the best. So let's
Cody
see yours.
Cody already won. Cody
no, not, no, Cody I, not I, win. You haven't seen
I'm
mine.
I'm sure yours is good.
Yeah, let's see yours, Joseph.
All right. Here, that's mine.
Wow. Cool, buddy.
That's just... cool.
Yeah, that's great.
See, that's why I didn't want to show y'all mine.
No. It's actually really good. Like that's the lizard. And...
Yeah, and I like his tongue.
Yeah, it's not like... Wait, that's his guts.
Oh.
What?
That's not his tongue?
No, his guts are starting to come out. Lizard guts. Oh. Why would it be lizard? Yeah, that would be lizard tongue.
Well, hey, he's green. That's cool.
Man, fuck y'all.
I thought that was his tongue. Like now it is bad if that's not
no,
bad.
No.
Where's yours?
Huh? Oh, okay. Huh? You guys want to see mine?
Mine's bad.
Behold.
Okay, now, Junior, this is kind of the opposite of what we
What doing. Are you talking about? Like, his guts are coming out of his mouth. It spells lizard guts, and there's me squishing them?
Dude, no. You're humping that lizard.
Yeah, Junior, you're humping his fucking guts.
No, I'm not. I have him in a chokehold.
No.
Bro, you're penetrating it. That's doggy style.
That's lizard style.
Oh, no, guys, I have him in a chokehold. I'm squeezing the guts out of his throat. Look at that.
No, you are fucking that lizard.
What? I'm squeezing his anus out of his mouth.
No, guys, he is... I'm riding the lizard, not riding him.
Yeah, you're riding him.
No, I'm not. I'm a fucking lizard guts. I'm in having a chokehold, and I'm squeezing his throat, and his guts are coming out spelling lizard guts.
I mean, I like the words. I just don't like how you're getting them out by, like, fucking them.
I'm not fucking them, Cody. I'm not doing that. This is not... Okay, what else? Well, how would you do it? How would you have done it?
Oh, well, I would just have, like, a giant foot crushing him, because that's what you said in the story, right? You crushed him?
Yeah.
I am crushing him with my body weight.
You stomped on him, right?
With your penis. Not bad.
What? I think you should be stomping on it, if anything.
Okay, fuck. I'll change it. Okay, guys, I fixed it. Big old foot crushing the lizard.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Big ass foot. Ooh, you know I like feet, bro. Wait. Is that a dude's foot? Ew, why didn't you put a girl's foot? You know, a pedicure one.
Oh, well, this was supposed to be my foot, but now you're saying, oh my god, I should have done Margot Robbie's foot.
Oh, dude,
that
yes.
would have been so hot with the toes, guys, the pink toes.
I feel like you guys are missing the point.
What? No, we need feet on the poster. People love feet.
No, Joseph, he's right. We're missing the point. The whole point is we're supposed to have a cool drawing for our band, and that was my foot crushing the lizard, and his guts are coming out spelling the name of the band. So let's vote who had the best drawing. Mine, Cody's. Or Joseph's.
I mean, obviously, I like mine.
I like the feet.
Yeah, I like mine, too. So you're all voted 2-1. We're going mine.
Okay, I guess we'll use that one.
You're not gonna fight for your drawing, Cody?
No, I'm outvoted and you're not fucking it anymore.
What? I was never fucking it, Cody! I was had it in a chokehold, and then his guts were coming out spelling the name, I had him in a chokehold.
Dude, all we needed is a leash and some baby oil. You would definitely be at a freak off.
You guys are just upset because I didn't add you. If I would have added all three of us, would you have been happy?
No, I don't want to be part of a lizard train.
Lizard train?
Yeah, it's not our band.
No, we're not running a train. I hate you guys. You guys are stupid, but look, we're going with my drawing, and while we were doing our drawings, I emailed the little snippet sample of the song to a record label, and they actually said they liked the song. And they said they wanted to come over and speak to us because they have some questions about our morals.
Okay.
Yeah, we get rich.
That must be him. All right, guys. Hey, Joseph, grab the drawing, and let's go talk to the guy.
Okay, dude.
Hello?
Hey there. Is this where I can find the band Lizard Guts?
Yeah, you're looking right at him, and we're ready to negotiate, so come on in.
Well, we're not quite there yet, but I'll come in and ask you a few questions.
All right, come on.
Well, boys, I heard the song you sent me, and I have a few questions.
Are you wondering how we shred so much?
That's me shredding.
No, it's not that. I was just wondering if you...
How much money we want for our first contract?
Because we want 7 zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
In American money.
No, that's not it. I was wondering if you boys, fuck lizard's guts.
What?
No, we do not.
Well, in the song, well, I'll just play it.
We're fucking lizard guts. We're fucking lizard guts. We're fucking...
Do you hear that? You said you're fucking lizard's guts, and then in the background you say, we're fucking.
See, I told you people gonna think we have sex with lizards.
We do not have sex with lizards. When I'm saying we're fucking lizard guts, I'm saying we are fucking lizard guts.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem.
Well, no. Our band name is Lizard Guts, and I'm telling people who the fuck we are. It's like if SpongeBob said, I'm SpongeBob fucking square pants.
Yeah, it would sound like he was fucking square pants.
No.
You're confusing people, dude.
Oh, Lizard Guts. Well, our band is called Lizard Guts. And Joseph, show him the drawing. Oh. This drawing will clear any confusion. Yeah. Joseph, the drawing.
Yeah. This drawing is definitely going to clear it up.
Well, it certainly clears it up. You're humping that lizard's guts out.
Wait, Joseph, you grabbed the wrong drawing?
Dude, my bad. I got confused. I didn't mean to grab that one.
It's supposed to be a foot.
You're fucking a foot?
No, a foot is supposed to be smashing the lizard. I'm not supposed to be choking it. I mean, it's in a chokehold, by the way. I'm not humping it.
He's definitely not penetrating it. He wouldn't do that.
I have clothes on. How can it be penetrating? Listen, it's supposed to be a foot crushing the lizard with his guts coming out. That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne did bite a bat's head off on stage, so I suppose if you boys fucked a lizard, that could sell tickets.
We're not trying to fuck lizards on stage. That's gross. People aren't going to want to listen to us if we do that.
I think they might be expecting it after that song, but hey, I'll tell you what. I hit this iguana with my car on the way here. If you boys just take turns on it, I'll get a preview of what the show will be like.
We're not gonna bang a lizard. Joseph, you bang a lizard?
No, I'm not banging a lizard. I want to bang Mills, not lizards.
Cody, will you bang a lizard?
I'm not banging that lizard.
Okay. I will attempt to bang it. I don't know how you...
Dude. Really?
I don't think so, kid. This isn't gonna work. I don't think people are gonna want to see this. It's just gross.
Well, look, can you stop it? I'm like,
Have some self-respect, Junior.
Yeah, damn, nigga, a little dignity. Come on, what's wrong with you? Jesus. Get off the fucking lizard!
Excuse me, Father. I don't know if it is of concern or if we should call an ambulance, but I palpated a hardened lump behind my testicles. Could it be a hardened shit hanging out of my anus?
Could be.
Or could it be something of cancerous nature?
Maybe something we should look into.
Marvin, you got a letter in the mail.
From who?
It says to Marvin from a me.
Why would you write me a letter?
I didn't.
You said it was from you.
No, it's from a me.
Yeah, it's from you. Why would you write me a letter? Why wouldn't you just tell me what you had to say?
No, it's not from you. It's from me. You know what? I'm just going to open it. It says, Dear Marvin, it's a me, Lewis. I'm a-coming out to visit you all the way from a-Brooklyn. I have a-so-a-many stories to a-tell you. Can't a-wait to see you, Lewis. You're a brother.
Oh, my God. My twin brother, Lewis, is coming to visit me.
Wait, you have a twin brother named Lewis?
Uh-huh.
Marvin, how have we been married this long and I didn't know you had a twin brother? Jeffy has an uncle. I have a brother-in-law.
Last time I had an uncle, he made me blow leaves in your front yard. His dog's name was Leaves.
The reason
he recorded it.
The reason why I didn't tell you about my twin brother, Lewis, is because he's way more successful than me. He has 3 mansions.
Wow, what does he do to have all that money?
Well, he was a Ghostbuster, I think.
Oh my gosh, he sounds amazing.
No, he's not amazing. The only cool thing he can do is jump really high.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
When's he coming to visit?
It says, P.S. be there Saturday.
What day is it?
Saturday.
Ah! He's coming today? Oh my God, I don't want him to think that I'm just some guy who sits on the couch all day with a shirt and tie and his shoes on.
Mm-hmm. Marvin, there's a way to fix that.
You're right. I could wear a costume and make it look like I'm very successful and then lie to him.
That's not what I meant!
Thanks, baby! Okay, I'm ready.
Marvin, what are you wearing?
My two jobs. I'm a doctor and an astronaut.
Why are you holding your stethoscope and a fake $100 bill?
Because since I'm an astronaut, my stethoscope can't fit around my neck, and the $100 bill to show that I'm rich.
Marvin, you look ridiculous.
No, I look rich and successful.
Wait, Danny, you're a doctor? Then you can take a look at the lump hanging out of my ass.
I'm not a real doctor, Jeffy.
Oh, so you're lying.
Yes, he is. He's in a costume.
Oh, it's Halloween? I'm gonna go get my costume on.
What? No, Jeffy, don't put a costume.
Look what you did.
Look what I did. Maybe drop my fake $100 bill.
Oh, so sorry.
Would you like to wear a costume so you look successful?
Excuse me? I am fine with who I am.
But baby, listen, he's going to look at me as an astronaut doctor, so maybe you could, like, put some, like, a bikini on and, like, hold a margarita or something.
No.
Oh, my God. That's him. Can you answer the door and just tell him, like, I'm on my way back from space?
No.
Okay, fine. I'll tell him.
You forgot your fake $100 bill.
Okay, Marvin, you got this. Hello?
Marvin, my brother, it's me, Louis.
Hi, Louis. Sorry it took me so long to answer the door. I was too busy doing some doctor's appointments up in space because I'm an astronaut doctor.
Oh, wow, you sound so successful. You know, Marvin, I haven't seen you in years. Since the last time we played tennis, or the last time we played golf, or the last time we raced the golf carts, or the last time we raced the mega blue hedgehog in the Olympics.
Yeah, we did do all those things, but now I'm just too busy because I'm too busy being an astronaut that's super rich making money.
Well, that's very good. Marvin, whatever happened to that girlfriend you had? You called her like a princess, a plum, or like a princess, an apricot.
Oh, yeah, that's my ex. She cheated on me. She wore pink all the time. But my new wife, I met her up in space. She was an astronaut, too.
Oh, well, that sounds like a match made in heaven.
Would you like to meet her?
I can't wait to meet her. Let's go. It's Louis time.
Oh, Marvin, did you change your costume? What are you supposed to be, like a leprechaun or something?
What?
Oh, baby, I see you met my twin brother, Louis. He went up the stairs really fast because he can jump really high.
That's true. Watch.
Oh, wow, that's impressive.
Okay, don't be too impressed. That's the only thing he can do. He's scared of everything else.
Hi, I'm retarded.
Jeffy! Marvin, who's this?
I'm Elmo. Tickle my tits.
Okay.
Stop bothering him, Jeffy.
Marvin, who is this grown man in the Elmo costume in your house?
That's our son.
Your son is this grown man in an Elmo costume?
Yeah, I'm retarded.
We adopted him from a family in need. Their trailer burnt down in a fire. We were trying to be nice. And I'm an astronaut doctor, so I help the community. He's one of my patients. Knock it off, Jeffy!
You wouldn't happen to be a doctor by chance, because I have this rather large hemorrhoid protruding from my anus, and it's sort of a pain in my ass.
No, but my brother, Marvin. He used to have a game named after him called Dr. Marvin.
Oh, no, he's not a real doctor. That's just his Halloween costume.
So, Louis, how was your flight here?
Oh, I didn't fly. I took the pipes.
I finger paint with poop.
Hey. As your lawyer, I'm going to have to butt in here because you guys are getting dangerously close to saying some stuff you're not allowed to say. You're on thin ice here, okay? His name being Louis, that's funny. Him wearing green, that's funny. Him being able to jump high, that's funny. You guys playing tennis, you guys riding go-karts together, that's fine because that's things normal people do. But his voice, that's kind of borderline. And him coming here on a pipe, I think that's where I draw the line because people don't do that outside the thing we're not allowed to talk about.
I used to do a crack.
Okay, what, you came here through a crack pipe? That doesn't make any sense. I think you came here on a plane.
Okay, well, I flew here with a yellow cape.
Okay, I don't know enough about the games, but I don't think so. I think plane is better.
It turned me into a tanuki.
No. That is a real animal, but no, that's too close to the thing we're not allowed to talk about. Let's just stick with you came here in a plane. Okay, so I'm gonna just listen to you guys talk, and every time you say something borderline, I'm gonna blow this air horn. Go ahead.
So how's your wife doing?
Oh, Princess Daisy! Princess Sunflower is doing great. She takes care of the whole kingdom. And a bunch of eggs are hatching from all the Yoshi. From all the green dinosaurs.
Do they have to be green?
They can be any color. Mm. They eat apples. Mm. They say their name.
Okay, dinosaurs don't talk.
So, is there anything you'd like to eat? Are you hungry?
Ooh, I would love some mushrooms.
Well, they don't own a food, so yeah, you can eat mushrooms.
Red mushrooms with a white polka dot.
Okay, now that is a real kind of mushroom, but I'm pretty sure those are poisonous, so you're definitely not eating them.
The ones with the smiley faces on them.
Absolutely not. What is wrong with you?
I want to eat the glowing flowers that are giving me powers.
No, why would that be okay?
Green mushrooms with the white polka dots and the smiley faces.
Pizza. You like pizza. That's what you're going to eat. Marvin, order this man a pizza.
Okay, I'll get a pizza.
Hey, I changed my outfit into a Ninja Turtle because I'm retarded. And also, I have a turd hanging out of my ass.
Ah! A turtle! A kitty!
No,
jump on it!
No, stop it. Normal people don't do this. People named Lewis do not jump on turtles.
All right, here's your mushroom Thank you. Thanks. I don't know why I'm saying thanks if you're not. Just fucking do it.
I'm doing it.
Here's your mushroom pizza, extra mushrooms.
But Marvin, none of these mushrooms are green or red with a polka dots, and there's no smiley faces.
Yeah, that's right, because they're normal mushrooms, which is what normal people eat.
You know, the blue mushrooms make you very small, mini, if you will.
No, they fucking don't.
So, Lewis, while you're here, what would you like to go do?
Maybe we can go to the mall and get the hats that match the color of our shirts with our initials on them.
I think that's a terrible idea. You should not do that.
Maybe we could go clothes shopping for matching overalls.
No, I think you look just fine the way you are.
Okay. Well, maybe we can go to an art museum, jump into the paintings, and go to a new world.
God damn it. No, that doesn't exist.
Well, how about we go to Hawaii, buy some hoses, and clean up all the goop?
The goop in Hawaii? Okay, you're starting to fucking piss me off.
Marvin, whatever happened to our evil clones? Marvin and Juan Lewis.
Take a fucking walk. Go. Get out of here. Marvin, I need to talk to you about him.
What?
He is a goddamn liability. We are on our fourth channel, Marvin. I don't think we're going to survive a fifth. They're already calling me Pumpkin Guy, Marvin. God knows what they're going to call me next time around. I can't take it. I genuinely cannot take doing that again, Marvin. Please, please, talk some sense into him.
Okay, I will. Maybe he is going a little too far.
Yes.
Okay, so I talked to Lewis, and he feels really bad.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Marvin. I felt really bad, so I brought my vacuum so I could clean up the whole place.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you so much.
You know, Marvin, I used to use this vacuum for my Ghostbuster job.
No, you didn't, because that's not a real job.
Oh, yeah, I say that to my three games.
Three games? About sucking... see that, Marvin? Right there? That's our ass is what that is. He just crossed the line. What's that I smell? Oh, that's the ink on the cease and desist letter being printed as we speak.
Boo. Cocky.
Ah!
Wait, are you trying to shuck me through the sheets like my last uncle?
No, god damn it, Marvin! Well, there it is. He fucked us. He just fucked us right there. They have all the evidence they need in one big heaping pile of shit so they can sue us to death, Marvin! There you go.
Okay,
stop him.
Okay, I'll talk. Lewis. Hey, Lewis, buddy.
Yes?
Listen, you gotta stop with all these references. You're gonna get us in trouble, and you just gotta go.
Marvin. What happened to your doctor and astronaut uniform?
Oh, well, I took it off when I got the pizza because, you know, how am I going to eat with my astronaut costume? I mean, I haven't ate all day. I was too busy in space and my doctor's appointments because I'm an astronaut doctor.
Wait, no. I am a doctor and an astronaut. You don't do shit. You just sit on your ass all day on your couch with your shoes on like you're going somewhere.
Marvin, is it true? Are you a loser?
Yes.
Make literally any other noise, please.
I just know you're so cool with your three games and...
Three games?
And your mansion, and you suck the jewelry and all the diamonds out of the furniture.
We're fucked.
And I just know that you probably think that I should be more successful because all the games have my name on it.
Stop saying games! You don't have games! You're Marvin!
Yeah, and so I just didn't want to be player two.
Fucking come on, man.
And I just... Will you ever forgive me?
Marvin! You are my brother. Of course I forgive you.
You all wanted to get together and play a game of Marvin Party?
Oh, fuck it, Marvin. That's the last straw. Been nice knowing you. Pack it up, everybody, because they're going to shut us down. So get ready for that. Hey, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. Maybe we can hit 10 million before they finally shut us down for good. Fuck it. Fuck it. We're done.
Don't say that, pumpkin guy.
Catch.
I want to play catch with my old man.
It's too hot outside, Jeffy.
Well, then we can do it inside.
No, shit. Ow! You don't hit me with a baseball.
Oh, it's on now. See?
No, Jeffy, stop it.
No, please don't throw that at me. Please, I don't want to. Please don't do that. Ow. Oh, you mother...
What? I have an idea. I want to go on a vacation. Summer's almost over and we haven't done anything.
Well, vacations cost money.
But Marvin, I want to go on a cruise. Oh, to the Bahamas!
Okay, well, when you have money to go on a cruise to the Bahamas, then you let me know.
Oh, I want money.
There's someone at the door. Listen, just close your eyes and just pretend you're on a luxurious carnival cruise.
I'll be the boat.
Danica, don't get my weed wet in this motherfucking pool. Ruby, I told you a way to stop pissing in the goddamn pool.
We're on Hellcat of the Seas, Mommy.
I feel more relaxed already.
Hello? Goodman, what are you doing here?
Marvin, let me in. It's hot out here. I have an old man in a wheelchair. You want him to die of a heat stroke?
What? No, no, no. Come inside.
Good.
So, Goodman, what is going on? Why is Chives in a wheelchair?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Marvin. I was backpacking the Serengeti looking for a family of elephants to poach so I can get a new elephant asshole suit.
And by backpacking, he means that he was my backpack.
That's right. I was on Chives' back carrying all my luggage in my Louis Vuitton trunk. And can you believe it? We made it 27 miles before the son of a bitch's knees buckled, and he tore his MCL and his ACL. So he's going to be in a wheelchair for 6 months. So who's going to get all my groceries and run all my errands and get me the things that I need?
I guess you're going to get someone else to do it.
Well, thanks for offering, Marvin.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you are, because Chives is going to live here for 6 months, and you're going to take care of him.
But he can't live here for 6 months. We'll take him to an old person's home.
This is a home, Marvin. This is Marvin's home for the elderly and the fortunate.
Well, I don't know how to take care of an old person.
It's easy, Marvin. All you gotta do is just wipe his ass and give him his catheter.
I haven't peed straight since the accident.
Yeah, what he means is, we went to a movie one time and I didn't want to pay for Twizzlers, so I had him shove them down his urethra.
I got to four before it ruptured.
And we still finished Kung Fu Panda, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen, Goodman, find someone else to do it. I don't want to do it. Look, what if your car declines?
You hear that, Chives? He said decline. He thinks I'm a poor. Marvin, I've never heard the word decline. Not from a card, not from a bank, and not from a girl during anal.
But, listen, that doesn't have to do with anything. Listen, you're going to hear decline for the first time ever now. I decline doing this for you.
Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're going to do this? Because if you don't, you're going to be evicted as fuck. And then I'm going to shave a line down the center of my head, and I'm going to put on a stupid red shirt and a blue tie and sit on the couch and do nothing.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, good. So, there, take that. And, Chives, you better shit every 5 minutes like you did on my $40,000 Alcantara seats, you fuck.
Okay, so, anything you need?
Yes, but you can't provide it.
What is that?
I have hemorrhoids.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
A burden.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be alive either, but he won't let me die.
Marvin, what is going on?
Goodman dropped this old man off at the front door and wants me to watch him, and he gave me his credit card to buy him whatever he needs while he recovers. But, Jeffy, what happened to your clothes?
Oh, me and Mommy were still pretending that we were on EBT of the Seas. We were about to do the wobble on the Lido deck.
Wobble with it, wobble with it, wobble with it. Get in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Marvin, how long do you have to watch him for?
6 months.
Oh, man. Gonna go on a cruise.
Wait a minute. I got the greatest idea of all time. Goodman gave me his credit card. What if I use his credit card to book all of us a 7-day cruise?
I'm sorry, I can't let you do that.
Why not?
Well, because Goodman has a tracker put up my ass. If I leave this house, he'll shove a porcupine up it.
Okay. Okay, well, can we go on a cruise and you just stay here and, like, you can just have the credit card?
No, I'm sorry. If you left, I would have to report it to him.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that. I was just joking. Baby, hold the credit card.
Okay.
It's time for you to go doo-doo.
But I just went doo-doo in Goodman's car.
Yeah, but we gotta go wipe that ass.
All right, Mommy, let's get in line for endless Guy Fieri cheeseburgers.
Okay, get in there.
Wait, this isn't the bathroom? Hey, did you just lock me in a closet?
Yeah, we're gonna go on a cruise.
Oh, you better not! I'm telling Goodman! Can I use your phone? I don't have one. Oh, wow, it's actually pretty spacious in here. Much bigger than my room at Goodman's house.
All right, baby, use that credit card to book us the most longest, expensive cruise you can find.
But Marvin, isn't that old man gonna tell Goodman?
Oh, no, I just talked to him about it. He's okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, so hurry up and book it.
Okay, I'll look.
Oh, get an expensive one.
Ooh, Marvin, there's a 21-day cruise in the Caribbean!
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean, dick! Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum and shit!
Ooh, we'll make sure there's a hot tub in the room.
Oh, Marvin, there's one and it's two stories!
Does it have a slide?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, book it.
Yeah, okay. Book that.
Okay. Oh, I got it! And Marvin, it's boarding today!
All right, everyone, let's go pack our thing. Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, why am I looking at a $21,000 transaction from Carnival Cruise Lines on my credit card statement?
I thought statements came at the end of the month.
No, Marvin. I get a notification on my phone every time a transaction's made on my credit card. And it came across my phone and I said, huh, I know goddamn well Marvin is not booking his own personal vacation on my credit card. You're way too lazy to need a vacation. What do you need a vacation from? Sitting on your ass all day?
I did not book a vacation on your credit card. I did not do that.
Okay, well, I'm on hold with Carnival Cruise Lines on my other phone, and I'm on hold for 10 minutes. So you better not have made that transaction, because if you did, I'm going to take a hole puncher, and I'm going to hole punch the tip of your dick, so when you piss, it looks like a sprinkler.
Wait, no, that's not necessary. What did you say the charge was for?
Carnival Cruise Lines, $21,000.
Oh, that was for Chives. That was Chives. We bought him an electric wheelchair. It's called a Carnival Cruiser Line wheelchair.
Does it have a fucking clown face on it with a red nose that you squeak?
Well, the horn is a clown nose, but the wheels look like Ferris wheels.
Ferris wheels?
Yes, it's a carnival cruise. Like, he wanted to drive around like Stephen Hawking. We were tired of pushing him around.
Well, I swear to God, Marvin, he does not need that.
Well, listen, we just wanted to make sure he was happy. But look, when you get on the phone with Carnival Cruise Line, they're never going to have heard of me, and they're going to say it's not with them.
They better not, Marvin.
Goodbye. Okay, we have to hurry up and fucking pack and get on that boat before Goodman realizes it's us.
But Marvin, I don't know what to wear.
Pack all your clothes for 21 days. Grab all your luggage and go.
Okay.
But Jeffy, where is your shirt and your helmet?
I don't know. I took it off.
And where'd you put it?
I don't know. It was all a blur ever since I started doing the wobble.
Jeffy, go find your shirt and your helmet. You better fucking find it. When I get back with all my clothes, you better hide your shirt and your helmet. Okay, I am ready for this cruise.
Danny, you look like you're going to play a pickup game of basketball, but no one's going to pick you.
Marvin, I'm all packed, but now I need to pick out an outfit to wear out the door, because I want to look cute.
Okay, wear that dress and put everything else in the suitcase. Let's go, we got to go.
Marvin, I can't wear that dress. It's not pink. It won't match my hat.
Okay, well, then put the dress in the suitcase and wear the pink striped shirt.
Marvin, I can't wear stripes. It'll make me look fat.
Then why would you even bring the striped shirt? Leave the striped shirt, put everything else in the suitcase, and wear this pink shirt.
But Marvin, those are my just-in-case outfits.
I don't have time for this, Jeffy. Please tell me you found your helmet and the shirt.
Almost.
What do you mean, almost? If you haven't found it, have you almost found it?
Well, I've looked everywhere it's not, so I gotta be getting close.
Where have you looked?
This area. And in a few minutes, I'm gonna turn around and look that way.
But Jeffy, we don't have time for this fucking shit. Please find your shirt. They're not gonna let you on unless you have clothes on.
I'm looking.
Where were you looking?
Up there.
It's not gonna be up there, Jeffy.
It might be.
It wasn't.
No.
Okay, then don't look. Look somewhere else.
Marvin, I need your help picking out an outfit.
I'm about to put all your stupid clothes in the suitcase. Please, we gotta go. Goodman's gonna find out we're not gonna be able to go.
Uh-oh. Marvin, I can't find my shoes.
Where are they at?
I think the bathroom.
Well, then go get them.
Okay.
What? Did you find it?
No. What did your shirt say?
It says, looking sharp with a cactus on it.
Gay. And why are you wearing a sweatband? You don't sweat. Is it because you're wearing that shirt over your polyester polo?
No, it's because I'm gonna go use the gym in the Carnival Cruise.
Marvin, I need your help.
What, with what?
Marvin, come here!
Jeffy, please, please, look everywhere for your stupid-ass helmet.
Okay.
Okay, what's going on?
Marvin, my shoes are in the bathroom, but the bathroom door is locked and I can't get in!
Who's in there?
One minute, don't get occupied!
It's Shrek. Shrek, we need to grab some shoes that are in the bathroom!
You don't want to come in here, Donkey. It's horrid in here!
I've smelt your shirts before, Shrek. Just let me in. I need to grab these shoes.
Hold on, Donkey.
Oh, God. Oh, it smells so bad.
Donkey, I have seen this.
What is that?
It's a bacteria infection in my asshole. It smells awful in here.
Oh, my God. There's some shoes in there. Can you grab them?
You don't want me to do that, Donkey, because I've been wiping my ass, and my fingers have been breaking through the toilet paper, and it's like little green sausages in my asshole.
Marvin, I need my shoes.
If I get those shoes for you, you're going to have to incinerate them.
Can I just buy you new shoes?
No,
okay, I'm going to come in there, Shrek.
All right, proceed with caution, Donkey.
Oh, God, hold on.
Oh, how much shit to be on an asshole. God fucking damn it.
Shrek, where are the shoes?
They're right there, Donkey. They're right next to the fart zone sign.
What? Roller skates?
You might want to put those on and skate on out of here, Donkey.
Okay, I will.
Oh, Donkey, before you go, can you hand me the Clorox wet wipe, please? Please, just hurry! I'm gonna need you to put them in my asshole like a tissue box, Donkey.
No, I'm not
gonna kill the bacteria!
No, I'm not doing that.
Please, Donkey!
Okay, baby, here's your roller skates you needed so goddamn bad.
Thank you, Marvin. Will you help me tie my shoes?
If you already had shoes, why did I get you stupid roller skates?
Because I need the roller skates to roll around on the cruise ship.
Okay, pack your stupid roller skates. Put all your clothes in there.
Wait, Marvin, before you pack all my clothes, am I wearing too many flowers? I don't want to get stung by a bee.
Well, if you didn't get stung by a bee, change your clothes. But listen, we don't have time. Pack your stuff. We gotta go. Jeffy, where did you find your helmet and your shirt?
Oh, well, like somewhere over there.
All right, listen, we gotta go, guys. We're getting in the car. Come on. We're getting in the car. I got the credit card. Let's go.
But Marvin! Marvin, help! Help, Marvin!
This is the life. I can't believe we got away with going on the cruise.
Yeah, this is nice.
Hold on, get a phone call. Hello?
Marvin, you motherfucker! You did book a $21,000 Carnival cruise on my credit card!
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
Well, consider your dick hole punched!
Well, you have to punch it in 21 days. Beep! That was good, man. He's pretty upset.
Where's Jeffy?
Wow-witty. Get in there!
Yeah!
Chuck E. Cheese.
No, Jeffy, it's 7 o'clock. They close soon.
They close at 9. If we leave right now, I have 2 hours to chuck or cheese.
No, it's a 30-minute drive, so you'd only have an hour and a half to chuck or cheese.
Well, that's enough time for both of those activities.
No, I'm not taking you tonight, Jeffy.
Dang, if you don't take me to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm going to pull out my pickle and play with it.
You better not, Jeffy. You don't. Stop squeaking that thing, Jeffy. Stop squeaking it. That's it. Give me that.
Ha-ha!
No more pickle for you. No more squeakage.
Well, fine. I'm gonna play with my cock.
Oh, Jeffy. Stop doing that.
Marvin, can we go dancing? I want you to take me dancing. You never take me dancing.
Because I don't know how to dance. Why would I want to go do something I don't know how to do?
But Marvin, please, can we go dancing? I really want to go dancing.
We can go tomorrow.
No, Marvin, you always say tomorrow, then tomorrow is today, and we still never go dancing.
We can go Sunday.
Marvin, you only want to go Sunday because they close early.
Oh, my God, everyone, stop it. Shut up.
Marvin, please.
All right, listen. Jeffy, tomorrow I'll take you to Chuck E. Cheese.
You promise?
Yes, and we can go dancing at Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
Yeah, we can dance with Mr. Chuck E. and everything, and we can have fun because there's no guys or crowds or loud music or alcohol. We can just have fun dancing with Jeffy.
Thank you, Marvin. Thank you.
But the only way I'll take you guys to Chuck E. Cheese to dance and play games is if you stay quiet tonight and sit on the couch and watch TV in the quiet.
Okay.
Really? Oh, man. Now this is relaxing. Now this is fun.
Freeze! Give me all your valuables!
This is a robbery!
What?
We don't have any valuables! We're broke!
Well, give me your necklace!
No, please! My parents gave this to me!
I don't give shit!
Oh, no!
Give me your helmet!
My helmet?
Yes, your helmet. Oh. Helmet. Oh, yes. Let this go.
Yeah, no.
Let's open your ears.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Let's get out of here!
Okay!
Well, thank God they didn't kill us. We can still sit and watch TV.
Wait a minute! Look at the size of this TV!
Let's take it. Grab over the side.
Hey! Get back here with my TV!
My necklace!
My helmet!
That's not what happened if you took me dancing!
Oh, hell no! There's no way those guys ruined my perfect quiet night! I'm gonna kill them! Hey! Hey, you get back here! Hey! My TV! Oh, I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna find those guys, and I'm gonna kill them.
Man, I can't believe TV fit in trunk!
Well, it is Hyundai Sonata. Very roomy trunk!
I think we've robbed enough people tonight to sell the valuables and afford our honeymoon!
Bahamas, here we come!
Let's go kick some ass.
Let me suck your toes for $5. Hey, man, you're getting in the way of the toe fungus.
You wouldn't happen to be able to tell me where these two Russian guys who robbed my house are, will you?
What are you asking?
There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, so where are they at?
I don't know, but that guy might.
Pull their boobies out!
Wait, is that Monopoly money?
No, that guy wouldn't know what I was talking about.
Okay, well, what about him?
Oh, that's the type of guy I'm looking for. So beat it.
Really? So soon? I usually can't do it 2 times in 1 day.
Hey, you.
What do you want?
There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, so where are they?
I know where they are, but why would I tell you?
Yeah, that's why. That's why. Now, where are they at?
I'll tell you. Just give me a second.
Tell me.
My head's broke. I think you broke my esophagus.
Let me get you a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
No, I called a doctor.
Yeah, well, the strip club owner called the cops because he said somebody was beating people up and trying to suck toes.
I did beat someone up, but I wasn't trying to suck toes. That was some weird guy.
Uh-huh, and where is he?
He left.
Yeah, of course he did. So why'd you beat this guy up?
I asked him a question and he wouldn't answer me.
Really, Marvin? This is how you talk to people? You know, this is America. He doesn't have to talk to you if he doesn't want to.
He punched me in the throat.
You punched him in the throat? Why?
Well, because he wouldn't answer my question. There was these two Russian guys who robbed my house and he said he knew where they were and he wouldn't tell me, so I punched him.
Marvin, why didn't you just call the cops? I could have helped you.
Well, I wanted to do it on my own like a badass.
Oh, is that why you're wearing a leather jacket? I'm assuming these are your sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
hit him with a bottle, Marvin?
I thought it was going to shatter over his head and be cool like in the movie.
Well, this isn't a movie, Marvin. You could have killed him. He could have a concussion. Sir, do you want to press charges?
Yeah.
He wants to press charges, Marvin. I have to arrest you.
Oh, no, come on. Listen, in all the cool movies, the people beat up random people to get the answers they want and find out who robbed them.
Well, did he rob you?
No.
Okay, well, then he doesn't owe you anything. If anything, you owe him an apology.
I'm sorry for punching you in the throat and hitting you in the head with a bottle.
Sir, do you still want to press charges? He wants to press charges. I'm going to have to take you in, Marvin.
Oh, come on. This isn't very badass.
No, it's not.
All right, Marvin, you get your one phone call. Make it count.
Okay. Baby, please answer.
Hello?
Baby, I'm in jail.
No. You're not getting away with that lazy shit. You didn't even dial a number. Okay, now you get your one phone call. Try again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, please answer.
Hello?
Baby, I'm in jail. Please bail me out.
Marvin, where are you?
I just said I'm in jail.
Jail? Why are you in jail?
Well, you know those two guys that robbed us and stole your necklace and Jeffy's helmet? Well, I went and beat up some guy because he said he knew where they were.
Wait, did you get our stuff back?
No, but if you come bail me out, I can get your stuff back.
So you didn't get my necklace back? You
just come bail me out and I can get
the
stuff.
All right, time's up. Sorry.
No, no, no.
Marvin, we don't have that kind of money.
All right, let's go to jail, buddy.
Oh.
All right, there you go, Marvin. Think about what you did.
I was just trying to be a badass. I was just trying to get my stuff back.
Hey, cutie. Ah! Oh, don't be frightened. It's just me, Bubbles. Hey, you looking pretty tasty. I won't bite unless you want me to.
No, 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 I don't want you to.
Oh, you sure? You sure? I'm a little hungry for some white meat chicken. You got some legs? Ooh, or maybe do I want a thigh? Oh, now I want some penis!
Marvin, you just made bail.
What, I did?
I just want to get you out of here because I don't want to see you get your cheeks clapped.
Yeah, get me out of here, please.
No, what? My white meat chicken! Bring it back! I'm hungry!
Thank God you got me out of there. I was so scared.
Yeah, you seem like you learned your lesson.
I did. I won't beat up anyone else.
Good, because the guy that you did beat up has a restraining order against you and you're not allowed within 100 yards of him.
But I need to speak to that guy. He knows where the robbers are. He knows where to find them.
Okay. Well, I'll try to arrange a meeting from 100 yards away. Come on.
Okay.
All right, Marvin. You're not allowed within 100 yards of the guy, so he's all the way on the other side of this football field. But he is willing to answer your questions, so just go ahead and yell those at him.
How is he going to hear me?
I don't know. Just yell loud.
Okay. Hey, excuse me. Do you know the two Russian guys that robbed me where they're at? What did he say?
I don't know. I can't hear him. He's 100 yards away.
Can you speak louder? I
got none of that.
Okay, how about you just go ask him the questions I have because this is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's way easier. I'll go talk to him. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, man. We can't hear you from all the way over there. It's like 100 yards. Actually, 120 with end zone. So can you repeat that for me?
I ain't telling you nothing. I'm not gonna waste me breath.
Oh, come on, man. We just want to know where the robbers are, please.
Well, that's too bad. I ain't telling ye shit, even though I know where they are.
Yeah? You want to tell me now?
Huh? Oh, the Bahamas?
The Bahamas? Where? Okay, see how easy that was? Maybe if you were easy to talk to, nobody would hit you in the throat. Man, Marvin, I see why you hit that guy. He is a pain in the ass. But I did get what you were looking for. They're in the Bahamas at the Sleepy Beach Hotel, room 200.
Okay, let's go. Well,
I thought we were going that way.
Okay. Look, the Just Married sticker that I saw in the back of the car.
Well, that means they are here. Second floor, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, Roderick, look at this view.
Bahamas so pretty.
I'm so glad we were able to rob enough people to afford beach view.
Kiss me, you Russian pig.
All right, Marvin, here it is, room 200.
I'm gonna go in there, I'm gonna kick their ass.
Okay, but only if it's the people who really rob you. If you beat up somebody else this time, I'm gonna have to arrest you again.
Okay, I'm gonna make sure it's them, but I'm gonna kick some ass. I don't see them.
What do you mean you don't see them?
They're not in the room.
But look, there's my son's helmet and my wife's necklace.
Okay, great. Grab it. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Wait, you said it was two gay Russian guys, right?
I mean, I think they were gay.
Is that them?
Yeah, that's them.
Okay.
I'm gonna go kick some ass. Can you grab those two things?
But the stuff is right here. We could just leave.
I'm gonna go kick some ass. It's payback time. Did I mean to interrupt? Yes, I did.
Rotor, who is this? Did you hire a stripper?
No, did you? No.
You took some that didn't belong to you.
I mean, we took a lot of things that did not belong to us.
Yes, that's how we afford room.
Well, don't do it again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I'll just leave you with that.
Okay.
Psych!
Hey, you hit my husband, you piece of shit!
He hits gay people.
What? No, 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 that's not what it is. I was...
Kick his ass!
Oh, this is a really nice bed. Oh, yeah, I need a vacation. How do the robbers even afford a place like this? Oh, robbing people, obviously. Ooh, I wonder what's on TV. Oh, Tom and Jerry? Oh, yeah. Come on, Tom, you're never gonna catch that mouse, you silly cat. What was that? Oh, shit, Marvin! Hey, break it up.
Mr. Officer, this man is a homophobic piece of shit.
He hit us for no reason.
No, I hit him because they're the guys who robbed me.
Marvin, what did I say about hitting people?
I wanted payback.
Are you the guys who robbed Marvin?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is the Bahamas, and it's out of my jurisdiction, so there's not a lot I can do here. But if we take the stuff, do you agree to never rob Marvin ever again?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. See, Marvin, that's how you use your words.
Yeah, we never hit you, even when we were robbing you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry for hitting you guys.
Okay, good. Now you two can go back to making out.
I'm going to blow you so hard.
Seriously, you can't arrest them?
Marvin, let it go. You got your shit. Let's just go home.
Okay.
Ugh, and there are bare man ass cheeks out there. We should leave.
No, there's not.
Why did you look? Oh my god, you're so gay.
Oh no, you just said that they're... Never mind.
What, you wanted to see that?
No, I did not.
Oh, but there really are actually out there now. Why did you look again? You're so gay!
No, listen, okay, fine, I won't ever look again because I don't even want to look at that.
Well, actually, that guy's whole penis is out.
Yeah, sure.
No, you don't want to see that? You're more of an ass man?
What, no, I...
Oh my god, and you want dick, dude?
Okay, that's it, you can grab my stuff, you grab it.
Okay. God, you're so gay.
All right, Jeffy, here's your helmet back. And Rose, here's your necklace back.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, my necklace!
Okay, Marvin, if you ever get robbed again, just call the police.
I will, I'm just glad everything's back to normal.
Plot hole Goblin!
What are you doing here, Plot Hole Goblin?
There was a part of the video that didn't make sense.
What didn't make sense?
Yeah, the video was good.
How did you drive from Florida to the Bahamas? The Bahamas is an island!
You see, we drove the car onto a boat.
Yeah, a ferry.
A ferry, yeah. Yeah, and it took us to the Bahamas.
Yeah, you get, like, as a boat. Like, how do you think they get cars to the Bahamas?
Yeah, anyway? Yeah, there are cars on the Bahamas. How do you think they got there?
Yeah,
huh?
The ferries and ships.
That would take days.
Yeah, we didn't say how long it took.
Yeah, it was the multiple... I mean,
let's... Days?
Yeah, I mean, who gives a shit?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, right.
Fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, you have to hop off our dick. Like, I mean, we didn't even film in the Bahamas.
No, it's Pensacola Beach, obviously.
Jeffy, we're home from dinner. Oh, God, he's drunk.
Marvin, ever since Jeffy turned 21, he hasn't stopped drinking.
Jeffy, listen, I know you're drunk because, like, you're 21, you can drink now, but you're not supposed to be drinking. Jeffy.
My mommy and daddy are dead. All aboard the no parent train.
But Jeffy, no more blowing into the bottle.
Oh, I can do it without the bottle.
What? How's he doing?
I don't know, Marvin.
I can't even do it with my butthole.
How?
I don't know. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Dance battle!
Oh, shit.
You go first.
Get out of my house with that weak-ass shit!
You're at my house.
My turn.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, damn! Oh, ouch! Ooh.
Oh, you just got served! By the 8th Judicial District of the State of Nevada.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Apparently, you trashed a hotel room in Vegas.
Oh, for Jeffy's 21st birthday, we did.
Yeah, so you just got served twice.
Oh, God darn.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
What? You gave Jeffy another beer?
No, I didn't give it to him.
Hey, are we drinking now?
No more drinking, Jeffy. I got served.
Oh, how good was his dancing?
Pretty fucking good.
Well, you'll get him next time, Marvin.
Not in these shoes. But listen, I got sued by Las Vegas.
What? Why?
Because we trashed the penthouse for Jeffy's 21st birthday.
You did what?
Happiest day of my life? Hookers.
What?
Okay, we didn't do anything with them. That was Chef Pepe. Listen. Main point is I'm getting sued and we don't have any money. Hopefully the judge goes easy on me.
Marvin, the judge isn't going to go easy on you with your face tattoo.
I forgot my stupid face tattoo and my nose piercing. I look like a thug. Anybody with a face tattoo has no future.
Yeah, Marvin, you look terrible.
Oh, the judge is going to think I'm some type of hoodlum with this face tattoo. I have to get this tattoo removed.
Please do. I don't like it, Marvin.
I don't like it either. I didn't get it on purpose. Let me call a doctor and see if they can do like a skin graft or remove this tattoo.
I'll run my tip.
Hey there, somebody call a bald doctor?
Oh, you're still bald?
Yeah, we're waiting for that to grow back in. You know, it's cold everywhere I go, and I'm not really ready to be a hat guy yet. And no, before you ask, the carpet does not match the drapes. I got a Speedo full of brittle. It's like I'm smuggling Bob Ross in my panties. Yes, I wear my wife's panties, okay? So what? I like it. They feel snug. The thong part's kind of weird, though. It's like I'm flossing my ass. And let's just say I have a lot of food in my teeth. In my ass. What I'm saying is I have a lot of dingleberries. You don't really realize how bad you are at wiping until you wear a thong. It really gets up into those places you can't reach. But hey, dirty ass big bush, am I right, Marvin? Up top. Hell yeah. Is that why you called me or what?
That's not why I called. No. So, I got served papers from Las Vegas. We're being sued by, I'm being sued for that penthouse that we wrecked.
Classic.
So I have to go in front of a judge, and I don't want this tattoo because it makes me look bad, so I was wondering if you could remove my tattoo.
Oh, I actually don't know how to do that.
What, you don't know how to remove a tattoo?
No, I mean, I know how to do all kinds of stuff, you know? I can do open heart surgery, I can build a house, I've been to the moon, but that's one of the few things I don't know how to do. I don't know how to remove a tattoo, or wipe my ass properly, or shave my pubes.
Oh, well, I mean, come on, you have to do a skin graft. You can put skin over my tattoo.
See, that's another thing. That's another thing I never figured out how to do. Because, like, what do I do with the part I'm taking the skin off of? Is it just, like, bare and bleeding? I don't get that either.
I thought they could take skin from your butt and put it on your face.
Now, why would you want to do that? You'd have shit and dingleberries on your face. Oh, you actually wiped your ass right. That's right. See, if it was off of my ass, I would have shit and dingleberries on my face. But you know how to wipe.
You keep going back to that.
Yeah, I'm really thinking about it a lot with this thong.
Okay, so who would you say should remove my tattoo?
Well, you should talk to the guy who gave you the tattoo in the first place.
Oh, Bob?
Yeah, Bob, he could do it. You know, not Bob Ross, though, because he's in my panties.
Okay, I'll try calling Bob then.
Yeah, you do that. I have to go clock into my prison job. Catch you guys later.
Marvin, he doesn't wipe his ass?
I don't know. But I'm gonna call Bob. Hold on. I'm getting a phone call. Hold on. Hello?
Marvin.
What, who's this?
It's Bob.
Bob, I was just about to call you. How are you doing?
I'm in jail, buddy.
Why are you in jail?
Pissed on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese.
Why would you piss on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese?
I didn't know it was a Chuck E. Cheese. I thought it was a random building. So a bunch of kids from a birthday party come running out. They saw it. Kept pissing. Couldn't stop. Saw it stream.
Okay, well, buddy, I was going to call you because I want this tattoo on my face removed. I want to know if you could remove it.
Well, sure, buddy. If you bail me out, I can remove it.
Yeah, I'll come bail you out. Yeah, what's your bail? Probably, what, $20?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, I'm on my way, buddy. You stay right there.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna go bail Bob out of jail so he can remove my tattoo. So you just watch Jeffy.
Okay.
All right, Bob, I'm here to bail you out.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here? I was just at your house.
Well, I'm here to bail Bob out.
Oh, you saw Bob get arrested? Yeah, pissing on a Chuck E. Cheese. Gets him every time. Can't say I blame him, though. Chuck E. Cheese does have the most pissable buildings. Every time I see a Chuck E. Cheese, I just want to piss right on it. Just feels right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have the $20 for his bail.
$20? No, his bail's $40. A lot of kids saw him pissing.
$40?
Yeah, the problem is he didn't stop.
It was a solid stream.
He just keeps saying that.
Well, you don't want to interrupt the solid stream of piss.
Well, that's true, but when 24 kids are watching, I think you legally have to.
24 kids?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Well, all I have is 20.
Huh. Tell you what, we're friends and Bob is cool, so that's fine. All right, Bob, you made bail.
Sweet, because I got pissed.
Okay, well, there's a toilet right there, buddy.
No, I just hold it until I see a Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you can't do that anymore, Bob.
Hold it until I see a Dave & Buster's.
No.
Top Golf?
That's better. Come on.
So, Bob, you're going to remove my tattoo, right?
Yeah, I left the machine at my buddy's house. Let me just knock on the door and grab it real quick.
Okay.
Malkovich!
Bob, you forget you owe me money?
Oh, shit. I owe this guy money, Marvin.
What, you owe him money?
You made it very easy to kill you. You came straight to my door. You know, I heard that the small intestine was 20 foot long. I'd like to find out for myself.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna leave.
No, no, and a friend of Bob's is a friend of mine. Plus, I would love to play with 40 foot of small intestine.
Okay, listen, I don't owe you money. Bob owes you money, so you guys should figure that out on your own.
No, you owe me money now, too.
Oh, how much did he owe you?
$50,000.
$50,000? Why would you borrow $50,000 from him?
I had a gambling problem.
Okay, well, listen, I'm sure we could pay you the money back someday.
I want it tonight.
How are we supposed to get $50,000 in a night?
I don't know. Rob a bank or something. I don't care. I don't give shit.
But all the banks are closed. There's no way to rob them in the nighttime.
There's a 24-hour bank over that way.
Do you know how to rob a bank?
Fuck, we can try.
Okay, we're gonna go try. You already have a mask on, so I'll just put on a bandana or something.
All right, Bob, keep it cool.
Welcome to the 24-hour bank. How may I help you?
Yes. Me and my friend here would like to make a withdrawal.
Okay, what's the account number?
AR-15.
Give me the money, bitch!
Oh, my God, please don't hurt me!
Don't scream. We're only here for the money.
And the lollipops!
No, not the lollipops!
Here, fill the money up in the bag.
Okay.
Hey, you better not press the silent alarm. He will shoot.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, Bob's crazy. Oh, my glasses. Oh shit. Ma'am, can you hear my glasses? Oh, I put fingerprints on my glasses.
Oh, shit, Marvin, we gotta go!
Don't say my name! Oh, shit. Oh, man, I can't believe we actually did it.
You got my money?
Yep, it is right there.
Wow, I can't believe you actually did it. You know you're already on the news.
What, we're on the news?
Yeah, look behind me.
Breaking news, MK! A local bank has been robbed for $50,000, and the only evidence left behind was security footage of this man with a tattoo over his left eye and one fingerprint. If you've seen this person, please call Crime Stoppers.
Oh, they got my fingerprint, and they saw the tattoo on my face!
Duh, it looks like you're screwed anyway. I'll be taking my money.
Well, actually, the reason we came here in the first place is you have a tattoo removal machine, right?
No, I don't have a tattoo remover machine.
Well, you said it was here, Bob.
Yeah, it is here. This is the guy.
No, I sold it.
But why would you sell it?
He owed me $50,000.
Well, we stole $50,000, so you owe us some money back for that tattoo machine.
I don't give a shit, bitch. Go try to someone else.
Oh, wow, you are very rude. Oh, so is there any other way you can remove the tattoo?
No.
Well, I go to court in the morning. If the judge sees this tattoo and they saw it on the news, I'm going to get arrested for that. I guess I could just wear a hat or an eye patch or... God, I'm so screwed.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boer, and today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Marvin, who is being accused of trashing and vandalizing his penthouse suite in Las Vegas, Nevada, resulting in $20,000 of property damage. Mr. Marvin, I already find you guilty of not inviting me to your party. Sounds like a hell of a time. Mr. Marvin, there are no cowboy hats allowed in my courtroom. I know you're a party animal, but you must take it off.
Oh, sorry, Your Honor.
There are no baseball hats allowed either. No hats of any kind.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. Yeah. Sorry about that, Your Honor.
No sunglasses either.
Sorry, Your Honor. I have a headache. The light's really bright, but yeah, I'll take them off. Yeah. What was I thinking?
No eye patches.
Oh, come on. What if I was a pirate or missing an eye?
Are you a pirate or missing an eye? I remind you, you are under oath at all times in my courtroom, so lying would be very bad.
No, I'm not a pirate or missing an eye.
Then take it off.
Okay, I'm taking it off. I took it off, okay?
You must be fucking with me. No football helmets in my courtroom.
Okay, damn, I'll take it off. There's so many rules. All right, look, it's off. See, it's off now.
Mr. Marvin, please look at me. I demand eye contact in my courtroom at all times. My father didn't give me enough attention as a child, and when people don't look at me, it makes me sad.
Okay, look, damn, look, here I am.
Mr. Marvin, why are you holding up your tie?
I wanted you to see it. It's a nice tie, right? It's all blue.
Yes, Mr. Marvin, it is a very nice tie. A little too nice. It'll distract me if you hold it up the whole time. Damn, it is so blue. See, you're already distracting me. Put it down.
Okay. Hey, look, we can talk.
What are you looking at? What's down there?
I'm checking if my shoes are untied.
You don't have shoelaces. Look at me, Father! I mean, Mr. Marvin, just please, look at me. I beg you.
Okay, but can I please use the bathroom real quick? My stomach hurts.
Yes, you can, Daddy, but please come back. I miss you. I mean, yes, just hurry up, Mr. Marvin.
Okay, thanks.
The last time he left, he said he was going out to get milk, and then he never came back.
All right, I'm back. Let's do this.
Father, you've returned! Mr. Marvin, why are you wearing toilet paper on your head?
Oh, I bumped my head on the toilet, and it was bleeding a lot, so I bandaged it up with toilet paper.
Oh, my word. Are you okay? Come over here and let me take a look. I minored in medicine in law school, so I can let you know if it's serious.
No. It's fine. It feels better now. It was just a little cut, but it stopped bleeding. I can feel it.
No, I insist, Dad. Let me take a look at it. Let me prove to you I can be the doctor you wanted me to be.
No, I swear, it's fine. It's really fine.
Mr. Marvin, if you don't bring your ass over here, I'll hold you in contempt.
Okay, there's nothing to look at. This whole thing's dumb and stupid.
Let's see. Yeah. It is very bruised. My word, your bruise is exactly...